Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Forum Energy Technologies, Inc. WEF 8, Q1 25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Forum Energy Technologies, Inc. ACF. Reporting revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ net income of $193.3 million, $20.1 million, and $0.5 million, respectively. In the drilling and completions segment, revenue increased by 4.1% due to higher demand for completions equipment and subsea projects. Orders surged by 28%, led by subsea equipment and stimulation-related capital equipment. However, the artificial lift and downhole segment saw a decrease in revenue by 13.5%, impacted by international project shipments and U.S. tariff uncertainty. Despite near-term challenges, FET remains focused on capital management and strategic initiatives to enhance long-term value. Management reaffirmed full-year free cash flow guidance and expects 2Q25 adjusted EBITDA between $18 million and $22.0 million.
Gold bulls lose steam as rate cut expectations rise. Rising expectations of a benchmark interest rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve are causing gold prices to fall. With numerous investors betting that the Fed would cut interest rates after the U.S. registered weaker-than-expected growth in the first quarter of 2025, spot gold and gold futures prices experienced some losses on Wednesday. This positive outlook for gold is bound to make many gold mining entities like GEMXX Corp, OTC, GMZ, more attractive to investors looking to capitalize on the shifting market dynamics.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc. DVLT partners with Cove to launch secure tokenized data vending platform. DataVault AI Inc., a leading AI-driven data monetization company, has partnered with Cove to launch a secure tokenized data vending platform at IBM Think 2025 in Boston. This platform integrates Cove's SDM Memory Tower 39i with DataVault's patented DataVault and AI tools to enable real-time encrypted data transactions without transferring raw data. The system, compatible with Azure, Snowflake, and Databricks, aims to help finance, biotech, and defense enterprises unlock new revenue from underutilized data while meeting compliance standards.
Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., MVEX, MOEX. Partner Goliath advances underground access at Gold Digger Project. McEwen Mining partner Goliath Resources Ltd. has engaged JDS Energy and Mining Inc. to evaluate the development of an underground exploration adit at its 100% owned Gold Digger property in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The proposed adit would access the Bonanza Zone, an area of high-grade, gently dipping gold mineralization, enabling more efficient year-round underground drilling, geological confirmation, and potential bulk sampling. Notably, drill hole GD24-260 returned 34.52 grams per ton AEQ over 39 meters, including intervals of over 130 grams per ton AUEQ.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ, FMST, launches warrant incentive program with repricing and bonus warrants. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as FMST and on CSE as FAT, has initiated a warrant incentive program aimed at encouraging early exercise of nearly 488,000 warrants issued in private placements. The program, running until June 5, 2025, lowers the exercise price to $1.75 per share from $4 and offers one bonus warrant per exercised warrant. The new incentive warrants will have a $2.20 exercise price and one-year term. The proceeds will be utilized for investment purposes, pending CSE approval. Foremost Clean Energy is set to become a prominent North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties covering over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin, a uranium-rich region. The company aims to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium to support global energy transition goals through strategic exploration efforts.
Tech Media Breaks, Freight Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, FRGT, continues to drive innovation on heels of transformative year. Freight Technologies, Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol FRGT, had a transformative year in 2024, with improvements in key metrics like gross margins and cash flow. The company launched Wavely, a cutting-edge platform for ocean freight booking, and onboarded many new customers. In 2025, FR8Tech introduced Fleet Rocket, a cost-effective transportation management system, and an advanced AI tendering bot to streamline load tendering. These innovations position FR8Tech as a comprehensive digital freight logistics technology company focused on expanding and adopting innovative solutions to navigate the current trade environment. FR8Tech offers a variety of proprietary platform solutions powered by AI and machine learning to optimize and automate the supply chain process. For more information, visit fr8technologies.com. Biomed News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ, appoints CEO Robert Eno to Board of Directors. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BT, has appointed CEO Robert Eno to its Board of Directors. Eno, with over 30 years of experience in medtech leadership, will join the board, expanding it from 8 to 9 members. This move comes as the company gears up for the commercial launch of its 3D ECG technology, pending FDA clearance. Heartbeam is focused on providing powerful cardiac insights through innovative technology, aiming to redefine the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com. Investor News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, files amended $700 million market manipulation complaint in federal court. Quantum Biopharma, NASQNTM, has filed an amended complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, alleging market manipulation tactics by CIBC World Markets and RBC Dominion Securities. The complaint seeks damages exceeding $700 million for violations of federal securities laws between January 1, 2020 and August 15, 2024. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative biotech solutions for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. The company's lead compound, Lucid MS, aims to prevent and reverse myelin degradation, a key factor in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma also maintains strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM. Biomed News Breaks, Nanoviricides American, NNVC, to present at D. Borel Capital Inaugural Global Conference. Nanoviricides, Inc., a clinical-stage company developing broad-spectrum antivirals using host-mimetic nanomedicine technology, will participate in the D. Borel Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025. Anil R. Dewan, President and Executive Chairman, will host one-on-one meetings with investors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. ET at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. Nanoviricide's lead drug candidate, NV387, aims to treat RSV, COVID-19, long COVID influenza, and other respiratory viral infections, as well as Mpox smallpox infections. The company is focused on advancing NV387 into phase 2 human clinical trials. For more information, visit nanoviricides.com. Zinc and lead surplus grows as economic uncertainty clouds outlook. The oversupply of lead has entered its third straight year, while zinc is experiencing its first year of oversupply. These two metals, often called sister metals, are predicted to be oversupplied this year. Market fundamentals will determine how far zinc and lead bears intensify their sentiment. For mining industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, with interests in zinc, copper, and gold, the outlook remains uncertain. To stay updated on Aston Bay Holdings Limited, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
zinc and lead surplus grows as economic uncertainty clouds outlook. The oversupply of lead has entered its third straight year, while zinc is experiencing its first year of oversupply. These two metals, often called sister metals, are predicted to be oversupplied this year. Market fundamentals will determine how far zinc and lead bears intensify their sentiment. For mining industry players like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, with interests in zinc, copper, and gold, the outlook remains uncertain. Stay updated on Aston Bay Holdings Limited news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks website.
Top motivational speaker Rocky Romanella discusses the importance of legacy in building out our leadership roles. Top motivational speaker Rocky Romanella recently discussed the importance of legacy in building out leadership roles. In a recent article, Romanella emphasized that leadership is not exclusive to certain individuals, but is a concept that applies to everyone, regardless of age, gender, or occupation. He highlighted the significance of emotional intelligence, storytelling, and self-reflection in leadership development. Romanella's best-selling book, Tighten the Lugnuts, focuses on balanced leadership principles and has received accolades in the business genre. He offers resources such as Forbes contributions, the Leadership Library podcast, and live virtual keynotes and training sessions to help leaders enhance their skills. Romanella's expertise in supply chain, logistics, and operational excellence has inspired audiences worldwide to achieve their best. For more information on Romanella's services and book, visit 360 Management Services website. Jonathan Herman featured in Northeastern University's Miami campus launch campaign. Jonathan Herman, founder and CEO of Strong Interactive, has been selected as a featured entrepreneur in Northeastern University's advertising campaign promoting its new Miami campus. The campaign celebrates regional innovators who exemplify the university's mission to help professionals get ahead in business and technology. Herman is recognized for founding Baller Mixed Reality, a pioneer in the development of mixed reality tokens, XRTs, blending blockchain-based ownership with augmented reality experiences. Under his leadership, Baller has earned recognition as one of the top ventures globally in augmented reality, blockchain, and cryptocurrency. Herman himself has been named Technologist of the Year and CEO of the Year, and ranks among the top individuals globally in the Web3, sports, and hospitality verticals. Northeastern's Miami expansion reflects the city's rising prominence as a hub for innovation and entrepreneurship, highlighting the transformative potential of academic and professional collaboration in shaping tomorrow's technology landscape. South Florida welcomes Foreign Affairs Auto, 24/7 expert BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and European car repair you can trust. Foreign Affairs Auto is the go-to shop for luxury car owners in South Florida. Specializing in BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and European car repair, they offer around-the-clock services for all your maintenance needs. With ASC-certified technicians who are passionate about European vehicles, they provide specialized services for BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche owners. Transparent pricing, a 2-year warranty, and convenient amenities like Uber ride credits and after-hours key drop-off make Foreign Affairs Auto the top choice for South Florida drivers. Trust the experts at Foreign Affairs Auto for all your luxury car needs.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, NCSM, 25Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc. for the first quarter of 2025. NCSM reported total revenues of $50 million, a 14% year-over-year increase, driven by growth in Canada and services revenue globally. Despite a decline in U.S. product sales, Canadian activity remained strong, and international revenue saw growth in the Middle East and North Sea. Gross margins expanded to 43.7%. NCSM outperformed revenue, gross profit, and EBITDA estimates with an EPS of $1.58. The company ended the quarter with a strong liquidity position and expects modest revenue growth through FY25. International revenues increased year-over-year, but declined sequentially due to timing. NCSM is guiding to a full-year revenue range of $167-$175 and adjusted EBITDA of 2024 and 4 Mountaineers.
Investor news breaks. Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASDAQ, surpasses 900 advertisers as growth accelerates. Thumbs Up Media Corp has surpassed 900 advertisers with a 220% compound annual growth rate, expanding its ad tech platform across major U.S. markets. The company aims to reach 1,000 advertisers by mid-Q2 and 5,000 by 2025. Thumbs Up's platform integrates with Instagram Reels and X, reaching over 535 million monthly users, offering enhanced engagement tools for brands. CEO Robert Steele sees this milestone as validation of the platform's demand and long-term potential. Thumbs Up Media Corporation is democratizing the social media branding industry with its Thumbs Up platform, allowing individuals to earn cash for posting about participating advertisers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/tup.
Aristocrat Group Corp. announces appointment of attorney and CPA Christopher Bird to Board of Directors. Aristocrat Group Corp. has appointed attorney Christopher Bird, JD MBA, CPA, to its Board of Directors. With over four decades of legal, financial, and risk management expertise, Mr. Bird will also serve as a key advisor as the company advances toward full reporting status and pursues uplisting to larger capital markets. His distinguished career includes being directly involved in the landmark merger between Valero Energy Corporation and Ultramar Diamond Shamrock, showcasing his expertise in navigating complex corporate transactions. Mr. Bird's dual qualifications as both a seasoned attorney and CPA bring significant advantages to Aristocrat Group Corp., ensuring rigorous adherence to corporate governance standards and financial transparency. His leadership will play a vital role in strengthening internal controls, enhancing shareholder confidence, and positioning the company for sustainable long-term growth.
Five trends redefining the future of e-commerce fulfillment. The world of e-commerce is evolving rapidly, with fulfillment at the forefront of this transformation. As customer expectations rise, businesses like Alibaba Group Holding Limited are already implementing key trends that are reshaping the e-commerce experience. Billion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a vast network of solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. By staying ahead of these trends, businesses can ensure they don't fall behind in the competitive e-commerce landscape.
Golden Matrix Group subsidiary Expanse Studios signs agreement with Blazesoft, growing U.S. operations to 10 partnerships. Golden Matrix Group Inc., through its subsidiary Expanse Studios, has expanded its U.S. footprint with a new partnership with Blazesoft, a leading provider in the social gaming sector. This partnership adds five additional social casino platforms to GMGI's network, bringing the total number of U.S. partnerships to 10. The integration with Blazesoft allows Expanse Studios to reach a broader audience in North America, offering slots, crash games, and table games tailored for the market. By leveraging Blazesoft's platform capabilities, Expanse Studios aims to strengthen its presence in the U.S. and deliver a seamless gaming experience. This strategic expansion focuses on increasing the global footprint of proprietary content, optimizing costs, and enhancing the B2B network. With 10 U.S. integrations now complete, including this partnership with Blazesoft, Expanse Studios continues to accelerate its growth in the U.S. market.
BalanceRx launches nationwide telehealth services to empower active adults 40+ to thrive. BalanceRx, a new telehealth platform, has officially launched to help adults aged 45 and older maintain vibrant health and active lifestyles. With a focus on personalized care strategies, BalanceRx supports energy, stamina, and athletic performance for individuals at every stage of life. As interest in active aging grows, BalanceRx aims to help adults redefine what aging looks like by providing expert support through convenient online consultations. With a commitment to personalized care, BalanceRx offers tailored services to address energy optimization, healthy weight management, hormonal balance, and overall vitality. To start building the energy, strength, and confidence you deserve, Schedule your first consultation with BalanceRx today.
Club Cruise reports on strong 2025-2027 cruise industry growth. Led by Heather Faith Huber, Heather Viking, Riding Viking's River and Ocean Expansion. Club Cruise reports on strong 2025-2027 cruise industry growth, led by Heather Faith Huber, known as Heather Viking. Club Cruise, a premier cruise tour brokerage since 1991, has seen significant growth under the leadership of Jeff Huber and Heather Faith Huber. Heather's strategic expansion of Viking's itineraries has driven the company's success, with record growth in Club Cruise specializes in corporate, incentive, and group bookings at sea, including ship charters for unique experiences. Heather's role in the Viking department has been instrumental in the company's growth, with a major uptick in Viking bookings. Royal Caribbean's record-breaking sales also boost industry confidence, reflecting the surge in demand for cruises. Club Cruise encourages travelers to book their dream cruises for 2025 and beyond as soon as possible to secure the best cabins and itineraries. With decades of expertise, Club Cruise offers exclusive access to top-tier cruise lines like Viking and Royal Caribbean, ensuring clients receive the best service and value.
Veritas Global Protection expands luxury and exotic vehicle coverage across North America. Veritas Global Protection, a leader in comprehensive vehicle service contracts, has expanded its luxury and exotic vehicle protection plans across the United States and Canada. This strategic growth underscores Veritas's dedication to providing specialized coverage for high-end vehicles with advanced engineering and elevated repair costs. The newly expanded programs offer extensive protection for critical systems such as the engine, transmission, and advanced electronics, catering to the needs of discerning car owners and premier automotive dealerships. With enhanced benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement, Veritas Global Protection sets a new standard in luxury vehicle protection, ensuring customers can drive with confidence, backed by a trusted name in the industry.
GL Homes expands its legacy with four new communities and grand openings in March. GL Homes recently expanded its legacy with the launch of four new communities in March: Valencia Harbor, Valencia Ridge, Valencia Del Mar, and Valencia Sky. These communities, part of the Valencia line, offer unique amenities tailored to the lifestyle of active 55-plus homebuyers. Valencia Harbor in Fort Myers features single-family homes starting in the mid-$300,000 with a clubhouse, racquet club, and pools. Valencia Ridge in Wesley Chapel offers one-story homes, a clubhouse, and on-site restaurant just 30 minutes from Tampa Bay. Valencia Del Mar in Boynton Beach caters to high-net-worth buyers with spacious floor plans, spa-inspired bathrooms, and a large clubhouse near the beach. Valencia Sky in Naples provides state-of-the-art amenities, resort-style pools, and elegant homes just 5 miles from downtown. Led by Itzhak and Misha Ezrati, GL Homes continues to build vibrant communities for elevated living, inviting prospective buyers to explore the new properties in person or online.
Fashion designer creates viral chained prom gown inspired by Versace using only one hand. Fashion designer Kaisine Williams, also known as the One-Hand Sewing Man, has gained global recognition for creating a stunning hand-stitched gold chain prom gown inspired by Cardi B's 2022 Met Gala Versace outfit. Despite being born with Erb's palsy, affecting his left arm's mobility, Williams completed the gown using only his right hand, showcasing his talent and perseverance. The intricate gown, featuring hundreds of hand-sewn gold chains, debuted online on April 25, 2025, and quickly went viral across social media platforms. Cardi B herself praised Williams's recreation, reposting a side-by-side comparison of the gowns. Williams, a contestant on Netflix's Next in Fashion, is now a proud advocate for disability inclusion in fashion and will attend Vogue Club's Met Gala watch party to showcase his extraordinary designs with his fashion brand Mannequin LLC.
Sabir Nelly invites users to experience next-generation virtual cards. Sabir Nelly, CEO of Zill US, invites users to experience the redesigned virtual card feature. Zelle.us's virtual card service offers businesses the ability to create customizable virtual cards instantly for online purchases, subscriptions, and more. Users can set spending limits, restrict usage, and manage expenses easily from one secure platform. With Zelle.us, users can enjoy fast, secure payments without the need for physical cards. The platform supports multiple account management, real-time transaction tracking, and API integration for automation. Zelle.us is a leading U.S. fintech platform empowering businesses with flexible payment solutions. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Civeo Corporation, CVEO, 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Civeo Corporation for the first quarter of 2025. Civeo reported negative free cash flow of $13.5 million, down from $7.2 million in the prior year, due to negative operating cash flow and capital expenditures. Despite short-term challenges, the company remains confident in long-term cash flow generation. They have increased their share repurchase authorization and plan to use 100% of free cash flow for buybacks. In the quarter, Civeo repurchased 153,000 shares and suspended their quarterly dividend. The company's net debt increased to $59 million, resulting in a net leverage ratio of 0.8x. Revenue, Adjusted EBITDA, and Adjusted EPS fell short of expectations, driven by weakness in the Canadian segment. However, the Australian segment showed growth and strategic expansion. Civeo revised their 2025 guidance, expecting revenue between $620 million and $50 million and Adjusted EBITDA of $75 million to $85 million. Their valuation ranges from $29.03 to $32.28 using a DCF analysis and $31.137.91 using EV/EBITDA analysis.
Rock Breaks, LaFleur Minerals Inc. LFLR OTLRFL FF3WK0 initiates bulk sample permitting at Swanson Gold Project ahead of Beacon Mill restart. LaFleur Minerals Inc. listed on the CSE, OTCQB, and FSE has started the permitting process for a 100,000-ton bulk sample at the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. The material will be processed at their fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill, aiming to support future production evaluations. The company plans for mill restart and gold production by the end of 2025, with indicated and inferred gold resources already in place at Swanson. LaFleur Minerals focuses on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt with a large land package and a fully refurbished Beacon Gold Mill for processing operations. Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB, appoints industry veteran John Bond to Board of Directors. Onar Holding Corporation, traded as Onar on the OTCQB, has appointed marketing pioneer John Bond to its Board of Directors. Bond, known for his work at Kirschenbaum & Bond and Big Fuel, brings decades of experience in creative, digital, and programmatic media. His addition is expected to enhance Onar's M&A strategy, agency network growth, and brand credibility. Onar aims to redefine modern marketing through innovation and strategic expansion. The company provides marketing services driven by AI technology and is actively expanding its team to support growth and acquisitions. Onar's network of agencies services clients across various industries, from performance marketing to healthcare and experiential marketing. For more information, visit Onar's website at www.onar.com. Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTCQB ESAUF, appoints mining executive Peter Espig to board as Montauban Project nears production. ES Gold Corp. has appointed mining executive Peter Espig to its board of directors as the Montauban Project in Quebec nears production. Espig, with experience in capital markets and mining operations, will help ES Gold with production readiness, economic reassessment, and exploration at Montauban. ES Gold is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility in Quebec. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. Visit rocksandstocks.news for more information.
Biomed News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc.,
NRXP granted FDA waiver for $4.3 million NDA filing fee for NRX-100. NRX Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has been granted a $4.3 million FDA waiver for the new drug application filing fee for NRX-100, its preservative-free ketamine therapy for suicidal depression. The waiver allows NRX to complete its NDA by the end of Q2 2025 using existing resources. NRX-100 offers a single-patient ketamine formulation without benzethonium chloride, a preservative linked to neurotoxicity. The company aims to secure FDA approval to provide insurance-covered treatment options beyond current off-label use.
Brian Clement, PhD, LN Hippocrates Wellness Book Quantum Human by iBooks. May 5th, Satellite Media Tour. Hippocrates Wellness CEO Mitchell May and CMP agent Alan Morell have announced the upcoming release of Brian Clement, PhD, LN's book, Quantum Human, on May 5th through iBooks. The release will be accompanied by a 37-city satellite media tour. Dr. Clement's three-book bundle, Food is Medicine, The Scientific Evidence, is also set for a holiday release in 2025. The book aims to revolutionize healthcare by promoting longevity and disease prevention. Hippocrates Wellness Institute, founded over 70 years ago, focuses on natural health and advanced nutritional counseling to help individuals thrive physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Biomed News Breaks. CNI Immunotherapeutics Limited, NASDAQ CNI, to host webinar on PC111 antibody for rare skin disorders. CNI Immunotherapeutics Limited, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SCNI, will be hosting a webinar on May 7th at 11:30 a.m. EST to discuss the potential of the PC111 antibody for rare skin disorders. This novel monoclonal antibody targets conditions like pemphigus vulgaris and SJS10 by focusing on soluble FAST ligand. The webinar will also cover development plans and unmet medical needs in this area. Panelists from CNI and Pincell will be present, offering a live Q&A session for attendees. CNI recently acquired Pincell and applied for a $12 million grant under Poland's FENG program. To learn more about CNI Immunotherapeutics Ltd., visit their website at cnai.com.
Major car makers urge Congress to override California's 2035 EV mandate. Several major car makers are urging the U.S. Congress to override California's 2035 electric vehicle mandate. California, the largest EV market in the U.S. and the world, aims to ban the sale of internal combustion engine cars by 2035. This ambitious target has been adopted by nearly a dozen other states, putting car makers on a path to electrify most of their vehicle lineups. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, will be closely monitoring the outcome of this mandate. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. IEA chief says the imminent copper deficit is a threat to energy transition. The imminent copper deficit poses a threat to the energy transition as more countries shift to renewable sources like wind and solar. Critical metals like copper, cobalt, nickel, and lithium are essential for infrastructure like solar panels and electric cars. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. are making progress in this transition. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform, offers access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the global mining and resources sectors. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website.
Investor News Breaks. Knight Food Holdings Inc., OTQB, NGTF, appoints new CEO and president to lead AI-driven hospitality expansion. Knight Food Holdings Inc., OGTF, has appointed Jimmy Chan as Chief Executive Officer and Reed Floco as President and Director to lead the company's growth in AI-powered hospitality automation and hotel operations. Chan brings capital markets and supply chain expertise, while Floco adds decades of hospitality leadership experience. The appointments follow recent acquisitions, positioning Knight Food for vertically integrated expansion in the tech-enabled hospitality space. Knight Food is dedicated to identifying explosive market trends within the hospitality, food services, consumer packaged goods, and commercial real estate sectors. and is at the forefront of introducing artificial intelligence-enabled robotics products to revolutionize operational efficiencies and customer experiences. AppSwarm announces acquisition of AI-powered HealthNote Call Me app to bolster health and wellness application portfolio. AppSwarm Corp. has acquired the AI-powered HealthNote Call Me app to enhance its health and wellness application portfolio. Call Me offers stress reduction, sleep optimization, and cardiovascular health improvement. The app provides tailored tips and insights based on an 8-question check-in, making wellness tracking effortless. Users can monitor mental clarity, sleep patterns, activity levels, and blood pressure trends all in one place. With detailed reports and personalized statistics, Call Me helps users stay ahead of their health goals. Download Call Me on the Apple App Store to start your journey to a stronger, more balanced you today. Investor news breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ beat to report Q1 2025 results and provide business update on May 13th. Heartbeam Inc. will report Q1 2025 financial results on May 13 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruickshank will discuss regulatory progress, commercial readiness efforts, and upcoming milestones. A press release and presentation will be available on the company's investor relations website. Heartbeam is a medical technology company focused on transforming cardiac care with cable-free 12-lead ECG technology. The platform aims to provide actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. The company holds 13 U.S. and 4 international patents. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, NASDAQ FMST, AFEED, discovers uranium at Hatchet Lake Project in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy LST has announced a significant uranium discovery at its Hatchet Lake project in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. Drill hole TF25-16 intersected 0.10% EU3O serd over 6.5 meters within a 15-meter alteration zone that remains open along and across strike. This discovery is the result of the first field program under Foremost's option agreement with Denison Mines, showcasing the value of leveraging historical exploration data. The ongoing winter drill campaign will now focus on follow-up work and additional targets identified through prior geophysics. Foremost Clean Energy is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium as global decarbonization efforts increase, with a strategic exploration strategy in place to identify resources in a top jurisdiction. Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, Brera, aligns with sustainable football investment trends. Highlighted by WSJ, Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, reaffirmed its commitment to a sustainable, community-focused multi-club ownership model, aligning with trends highlighted in a recent Wall Street Journal article on U.S.-led football investments. The company's strategic acquisition of Juve Stabia, now contending for Serie A promotion, exemplifies its ladder-climbing approach. As the first publicly traded MCO group, Brera focuses on long-term value creation through local engagement, operational discipline, and public market transparency across its global portfolio. For more information, visit Brera Holdings website at breraholdings.com. Investor news breaks. First Tellurium Corp., OTCQB, FSTF, successfully road tests thermoelectric generator radiator. First Tellurium Corp. successfully road tested its thermoelectric generator radiator using tellurium to convert waste heat into electricity. The device, designed for combustion engine vehicles, improves fuel efficiency and requires no modifications to vehicle designs. CEO Tyrone Daugherty praised the results, while head engineer Michael Abdelmassa highlighted its adaptability. The company sees potential applications in data centers and EVs. A shareholder luncheon on May 21st in Vancouver will discuss innovation and exploration plans at the Deerhorn property. First Tellurium focuses on mineral discovery, project development, and tellurium-based technologies supporting indigenous rights. Listed on the CSE as FTTEL and OTC as FSTTF, more information can be found at firsttellurium.com.
Dating apps at a crossroads as users turn their backs on them. Dating apps have been a staple in modern love stories, but now users are turning their backs on them due to emotional burnout and safety concerns. Even major platforms like Momo Inc. are seeing fewer users and less profit. Users are demanding more honesty, safety, and deeper connections. Without significant changes, more people will continue to seek love in more personal ways. To address this shift, entities like Momo Inc. need innovative strategies to make online dating more appealing. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on major companies, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
Nikola Mining Inc., TS.VNIM, OTCQB is one to watch. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TS.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as HUSIF, is making waves in the mining industry. With 100% ownership of the new Craigmont project in British Columbia, strategically positioned near Canada's largest copper mine, the company is poised for success. Nikola Mining also operates the only permitted mill in British Columbia capable of processing gold and silver ore, generating immediate revenue. With a diverse revenue stream including commercial milling operations, gold concentrate sales, and active aggregate production, Nikola Mining is reducing reliance on capital raises. Led by a proven leadership team, Nikola Mining is focused on monetizing high-grade mineral assets while minimizing equity dilution. For more information on Nikola Mining, visit their newsroom.
United Health Products announces OTCQB uplisting and FDA update. United Health Products, Inc. has been approved to uplist its common shares from the OTC Pink Market to the OTCQB Venture Market, effective May 1, 2025. This move is expected to increase visibility to investors and improve stock liquidity as the company progresses with its FDA application for pre-market approval of its Cellustat hemostatic gauze. The FDA recently declined to approve the company's IDE application for a clinical study, citing findings from a BIMO audit. UHP and the FDA are working to resolve this issue. UHP has developed a hemostatic agent called Cellustat hemostatic gauze designed to control bleeding and is seeking approval for the human surgical market. For more information, visit w.uhpcorp.com or contact the company at info@uhpcorp.com.
ABVC Biopharma announces first quarter 2025 financial results and strategic planning for AI-driven agricultural project in Taiwan. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced its first quarter 2025 financial results, with operating expenses decreasing 76% to $693,005 and net loss reduced by 68% to $944,190. The company also recognized a land asset in Taiwan, valued at $7,670,000, exploring the development of an AI-powered plant factory. This strategic initiative aims to leverage local AI capabilities for precision-controlled agriculture and enhance the botanical supply chain. ABVC remains committed to its clinical development programs and evaluating long-term commercialization opportunities. For more information, visit abvcpharma.com.
Golden Matrix Group to announce first quarter 2025 financial results on May 8. Golden Matrix Group, Inc., a leading developer and licensor of online gaming platforms, systems, and content, will report its first quarter 2025 financial results on May 8. An audio webcast of the earnings call and presentation will be available on the company's website the same day. Golden Matrix Group, based in Las Vegas, NV, operates in multiple international markets, offering B2B and B2C gaming technology services. Meridian Bet, part of the group, is a well-established online sports betting and gaming group operating in 18 jurisdictions. For more information, visit their website and social media channels.
GeoPulse Exploration Inc. completes acquisition of ATC Services. GeoPulse Exploration Inc. has completed the acquisition of ATC Services, a company based in the Permian Basin of Texas that specializes in oil and gas construction, maintenance, and fabrication services. This acquisition will add approximately $12 million in annual revenue to GeoPulse. As part of the agreement, two members of ATC will join GeoPulse's board of directors. The management teams of both companies see significant growth opportunities in the Texas market. GeoPulse is excited about the future and is set to open its new headquarters in Big Spring TX in June 2025.
KidsCare Pediatrics expands presence in North Carolina with integration of Premier Pediatrics of Southern Pines. KidsCare Pediatrics, a trusted provider of pediatric healthcare in North Carolina, has integrated Premier Pediatrics of Southern Pines into its network. Led by Dr. Jill Robertson, Premier Pediatrics is now part of the KidsCare family, offering personalized and high-quality care at the existing location. Patients will benefit from access to any of the 26 KidsCare locations across 70 counties in the state. The integration of Premier Pediatrics systems with KidsCare's platform is underway to ensure a smooth transition. Dr. Ashok Jain expressed excitement about extending their nationally recognized care model to more families, emphasizing seamless and compassionate pediatric care. To learn more about KidsCare Pediatrics and its commitment to equitable healthcare, visit their website.
Industrial Automation Innovators secures strategic growth financing from J.J. Astor & Co. to accelerate market expansion. An industrial control systems provider specializing in automation and real-time data analytics for critical infrastructure has secured growth capital financing from J.J. Astor & Co. in collaboration with Barrington Capital and Parsec Group. The structured bridge financing facility will accelerate product innovation, expand global footprint, and capitalize on surging demand for next-generation SCADA technology. This partnership highlights the importance of private credit in enabling high-growth industrial tech firms to navigate market dynamics. The company plans to prioritize technology acceleration, global expansion, and strategic partnerships with infrastructure operators and OEMs. For more information on tailored credit solutions, contact Jude Overo at Barrington Capital or Zach Barden at Parsec Group.
Parkopedia and ParkMobile to launch U.S. EMSP service. Parkopedia and ParkMobile are set to launch a new EMSP service in North America later in 2025. This service will cater to both consumer and fleet drivers, leveraging Parkopedia's EV data and in-car payment expertise, along with ParkMobile's extensive network and parking integrations. The new EMSP will offer a seamless EV charging and payment experience for drivers, fleet managers, and OEMs. By combining Parkopedia's auto-grade data products and ParkMobile's payment functionality, the EMSP will provide accurate and convenient services for EV drivers across North America, allowing ParkMobile customers to use their existing accounts for parking and charging. This integrated solution will offer cost savings, route optimization, and improved vehicle utilization for fleet managers while providing drivers with a unified platform for parking and charging services.
Garvey.com unveils air conditioner upgrades for new refrigerant 2025. Garvey.com, a prominent online retailer of home improvement products, has announced comprehensive upgrades to its air conditioner product line in anticipation of the upcoming new refrigerant 2025 standards. This move showcases Garvey.com's commitment to environmental responsibility and providing American consumers with sustainable HVAC solutions. The HVAC industry is set for significant transformation with new regulations starting January 1, 2025, mandating the use of refrigerants with lower global warming potential. Garvey.com is working diligently to ensure availability of air conditioners meeting these standards, featuring next-generation refrigerants like R454B with significantly lower GWP. This transition will reduce environmental impact and drive innovation in HVAC technology. Garvey.com is dedicated to offering a diverse range of advanced air conditioners, providing comprehensive information and support to guide customers through the transition. The company's commitment extends to investing in supply chain efficiency and offering affordable, compliant air conditioner models. By embracing the new refrigerant 2025 standards, Garvey.com empowers American homeowners to make environmentally conscious choices without compromising comfort or performance, positioning itself as a leader in sustainable cooling solutions.
Nephros schedules first quarter 2025 financial results conference call. Nephros Inc. NASDAQ NEH will release its first quarter 2025 financial results on May 8th after market close, followed by a conference call at 4:30 p.m. ET. Domestic participants can dial 1-844-88-7106, while international participants can dial 1-412-317-5285. An audio archive will be available on the Nephros Investor Relations page. A replay can be accessed until May 15th by calling 1-877-344-7529 or 1-412-317-088 and entering access code 5819979. Nephros is a water technology company offering filtration solutions to medical and commercial markets dedicated to improving water safety. For more information, visit nephros.com. Rock Breaks Nikola Mining Inc. OTVIMOT engages IBN for corporate communications expertise. Nikola Mining Inc., a junior resource company focused on high-grade mineral assets in British Columbia, has engaged IBN for corporate communications expertise. Nikola Mining utilizes a dual-pronged operational strategy with solid revenues from its gold and silver mill and long-term potential from copper, silver, and gold projects. IBN will enhance Nikola Mining's visibility through its investor-focused distribution network, including syndication outlets, newsletters, social media, and wire services. Nikola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility near Merritt, BC, with agreements for high-grade gold projects, as well as the new Craigmont Copper Project and Treasure Mountain Silver Project. For more information, visit www.nikolamining.com.
Pampa Metals intersects 98 min at 0.49% Siu, 0.16 Grant Au, there's a in first hole at Pukin's East. Confirms new porphyry Qau discovery. Pampa Metals Corp. has confirmed a new porphyry copper-gold discovery at Pukin's East. The drill hole PiUser-6 intersected significant mineralization, including 98 meters at 0.49% copper and 0.16 grams per ton of gold. This discovery, located north of Aldebaran Resources' Alter North system, is considered highly encouraging. The system is open in all directions and is at the earliest stages of exploration. Pampa Metals President and CEO Joseph Van Den Elsen expressed excitement over the results, highlighting the potential of the Pukin's project. The company aims to continue exploration through geological mapping, geophysics, and drilling. Stay tuned for further updates on this new discovery.
Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data Lit, OTNQX, S-Dan Zero, closes first tranche of private placement to fund U.S. marketing push. Secure Private Data Litted, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and privacy communications platform, has closed the first tranche of its non-brokered private placement, raising gross proceeds of $105,000. The company issued 3 million units at Ka.35 each, with each unit consisting of one common share and one full warrant exercisable at $0.05 for 24 months. Secure plans to use the proceeds to support U.S. marketing efforts for its privacy communications solutions and for general working capital. Secure Private Data is a cybersecurity and internet privacy provider of Swiss-hosted solutions for secure communications and secure data management. The company distributes a suite of encrypted emails, secure messengers, and secure communication tools. For more information, visit the company's website.secure.com. TCRG announces formation of transition team to support upcoming strategic transaction. The Canisser Group Inc. announced the formation of a transition team to oversee the company's transformation following a letter of intent to acquire $35 million in agricultural technology and sensor-based security assets. The team will integrate assets, establish operational infrastructure, support leadership transition, and launch an investor relations campaign. Initial team members include CEO Floretta Gogo, Bruce Schreiner, Scott Harmelin, and Alan Hirsch. A special shareholder meeting is scheduled for May 13, 2025, at 1:30 p.m. ET, to vote on critical matters related to the transaction. The company is set to transition to a revenue-generating model focused on sustainable agriculture technology and sensor solutions. CEO Floretta Gogo expressed confidence in the progress towards completing the transformational transaction.
Gold drops to $3,300 as America-China trade war continues. Last week, the price of gold dropped to $3,294, a more than 1.6% loss as the America-China trade war continues. Geopolitical and trade tensions are driving mixed sentiments in the market, making gold an attractive option for investors seeking stability. This bodes well for gold companies like Tor Metals Inc. For the latest news on Tor Metals Inc., visit their newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of corporate communication solutions. Stay informed by visiting Mining Newswire's website for more information. The American states where EV savings are highest. Switching to an electric car may seem costly up front, but can lead to significant savings over time. The average BEV costs $10,000 to $15,000 more than a gas-powered car. But as the public becomes more aware of cost savings, the market penetration of EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. is expected to increase. To learn more about the latest news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Biomed News Breaks. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, CEO issues shareholder letter, highlighting 2024 milestones and 2025 commercialization goals. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, CEO Gareth shareholder letter highlighting key achievements in 2024 and plans for 2025. The company is advancing its Aversa abuse deterrent transdermal technology, transitioning to commercial development with Candiva drug delivery. Aversa fentanyl and Aversa buprenorphine could reach peak annual sales of up to $200 million and $130 million respectively. Nutriband expanded its global patent portfolio to 46 countries and raised $8.4 million in a non-brokered placement. Revenue growth is expected in 2025 from its Pocono Pharma subsidiary, driven by its partnership with KT Tape.
Nutriband Inc., NTRB. Leadership team, driving innovation and shaping the future of global healthcare. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, is making waves with its leadership team driving innovation and shaping the future of global healthcare. CEO Sheridan's international perspective was highlighted in a recent BBC News article, while Chairman Sergey Melnyk shared Nutriband's mission and plans in a market interview. Sheridan's influence was further recognized as a finalist for the 2025 EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards, solidifying his position in the healthcare and business sectors. Nutriband's voice is shaping discussions on entrepreneurship, innovation, and healthcare. For more information on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom.
AI news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, moves to finalize CompuSystems deal, sets May 20th investor call. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has secured the majority stockholder consent to finalize its acquisition of CompuSystems Inc. The transaction is expected to close on or about the week of May 19th, with the acquisition projected to contribute $15 million to $20 million in revenue toward the company's 2026 goal. CEO Nathaniel Bradley called the deal a major milestone in DataVault AI's growth plan. Further details will be shared during a business update call scheduled for May 20th at 9 a.m. ET. DataVault AI is leading the way in AI experience, valuation, and monetization of assets in the Web 3.0 environment, providing comprehensive solutions for multiple industries. Learn more about DataVault AI at wdatavaultsite.com. Investor news breaks. 51 Labs EY and UAV Corp. UMAV appoints new CEO, launches BioSentry division for real-time biohazard detection. 51 Labs Inc. has appointed Michael Lawson as CEO and chairman, launching its BioSentry division for biohazard detection. The division will use PCR spectrometry and AI analytics to detect threats in defense, public health, and industrial safety. 51 Labs has partnered with UAV Corp. UMAV to integrate sensors with UAVs, issuing a UMAV share dividend to FET shareholders. The company is focusing on securing Department of Defense contracts, opting not to proceed with the Genetic Networks acquisition. Brandon Spikes and Robert Clark remain in key roles as the company advances safety and wellness technologies.
Onar Holding Corp. Onar is one to watch. Onar Holding Corp., known as Onar, is making waves as a diversified, AI-driven marketing network targeting high-growth industry sectors. With a focus on acquiring new businesses to expand its marketing agency network, Onar Labs offers a proprietary technology pipeline for additional revenue streams. Backed by a strong leadership team experienced in business growth and technology commercialization, Onar is poised for long-term success. The company's emphasis on middle market and growth stage clients aligns with sectors projected to see a rise in marketing spend over the next decade. As a leading marketing technology company, Onar, OTCQ Onar, delivers AI-driven solutions through its agile agency network, catering to various marketing needs worldwide. With a vision to redefine marketing services through innovation, Onar is rapidly growing its team to support both organic growth and strategic acquisitions.
Investor News Breaks Alura Resources Ltd., TCQX, EQX, P2QM, launches next phase of drilling at ISCA Silver Tin Project. Alura, listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELO, the OTQX under the symbol ELRF, and on the FSE as P2QM, is commencing the next phase of drilling at its ISCA Silver Tin Project in Bolivia. The company will begin a 4,300-meter, 8-hole diamond drilling program targeting the Santa Barbara starter pit area to upgrade and expand high-grade tin and silver mineralization. The campaign aims to confirm continuity with holes spaced at 50 meters. CEO Tom Larson noted that prior drilling extended mineralization and revealed new targets, leading to a significantly expanded footprint. The upcoming Phase 1 campaign will assess the zone's resource potential to support an updated PEA with promising results from ongoing metallurgical studies.
Quantumzyme responds to OTC Markets, caveat emptor designation, and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. Quantumzyme Corp. responds to OTC Markets caveat emptor designation and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. The company is in contact with OTC Markets Group to address concerns leading to the designation. Quantumzyme has retained legal counsel and denies any involvement with unauthorized promotional SMS text messages. CEO Naveen Kulkarni emphasizes the company's commitment to regulatory compliance and market integrity. Quantumzyme is focused on executing its business strategy and delivering long-term value to shareholders. For more information, visit quantumzymecorp.com. Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, releases the interview from the floor of the NY on YouTube. Telvantis, formerly known as Rotter Inc., OTCR, a U.S.-based telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, has released an interview from the NYSE floor on YouTube. In the interview, Daniel Gilcher, CFO of Telvantis, discussed corporate direction, acquisition plans, PCAOB audits, and revenue figures. CEO Daniel Contreras expressed excitement for the company's future and commitment to updating shareholders on advancements. Telvantis, through recent acquisitions in the U.S. and Ireland, offers advanced 5G technologies, cloud-based communications platforms, and enterprise services, positioning itself for market leadership. The press release includes forward-looking statements cautioning investors about potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit Telvantis' website or follow them on social media.
Serval acquires the Candy Candidate Experience Research and Awards Program from ERE Media. Serval, the leading provider of candidate experience management solutions, has acquired the Candy Candidate Experience Research and Awards Program from ERE Media. This acquisition, finalized at the ERE Recruiting Innovation Summit, includes all assets of the renowned Candy program. Kevin Grossman, VP of Research at ERE, will join Serval as Vice President of Candy Benchmark Research. The integration promises a streamlined experience for participants, unlocking new features and benefits. The acquisition expands Serval's database of candidate experience benchmark data and provides access to a large client base. Research shows high candidate satisfaction leads to increased application rates and brand advocacy, while poor experiences result in negative feedback. Serval's real-time feedback platform, now integrated with Candy, helps organizations proactively address these challenges for improved hiring outcomes. Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. highlights year-end 2024 business sectors to show significant growth in 2025. Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. highlights their recreational services unit and cargo boat business unit, projecting 8.75% and 8.5% growth in 2025, respectively. The 2024 annual report shows revenue at $11,400,000, with assets and equity increasing over the prior year. Indonesia aims to welcome 16 million international visitors in 2025, an 8.75% increase. The commercial construction industry in Indonesia is projected to grow at a CAGR rate of 8.05%, reaching $49.31 billion by 2030. President Todd Noble sees great potential for growth in both sectors, with the company strategically positioned to benefit from the expanding market. Gold and Gemstone Mining, Inc. focuses on acquiring and managing properties, assets, and charter boat services globally, aiming to build a successful action sports business that benefits shareholders and coastal regions worldwide.
Expert Docs and Urgent Care Pros partner to increase revenue with AI-enabled medical coding. Expert Docs, a leader in medical coding automation, has partnered with Urgent Care Pros in Southern California to optimize medical coding processes. By implementing expert coding, Urgent Care Pros has seen improvements in charge capture, reduced denials, and accelerated claim submission. This collaboration has led to a 20% increase in revenue, with charge entry lag now under 2 days and coding-related denials below 2%. Expert Docs' AI-powered solution aims to simplify coding processes and improve ROI for urgent care providers, allowing them to focus more on delivering exceptional patient care. Founded in 2015, Expert Docs specializes in AI-powered data analytics and business intelligence platforms for healthcare providers. For more information, visit www.expertdocs.com. Unifab launches subtitle generator iBeta. Revolutionize video subtitling for free. Unifab, the global leader in AI-driven video and audio enhancement technology, has launched subtitle generator AI Beta, a revolutionary tool for effortless, high-accuracy subtitle creation. Using cutting-edge speech recognition, this tool automatically transcribes spoken audio into precise subtitles, eliminating manual typing. With one-click subtitle export, users can easily upload videos and export subtitles as a separate file. Supporting over 30 languages, including English, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, and French, this tool is perfect for reaching a global audience. During the beta period, Subtitle Generator AI is free to use, so don't miss this opportunity to experience its power before the official launch. Visit the official Unifab website for more information on this and other AI video and audio enhancement solutions.
Evolvis becomes Microsoft Solutions Partner. Evolvis, a trusted consulting firm offering digital transformation solutions, has announced that they have transitioned from being a Microsoft Gold Partner to a Microsoft Solutions Partner under the new Cloud Partner Program from Microsoft. This achievement highlights their commitment to deliver outstanding service, expertise, and innovation to their diverse clientele. The Solutions Partner status is a more comprehensive and rigorous validation earned by a select group of consultants worldwide who demonstrate deep technical abilities, proven customer success, and a strong commitment to growth. Evolvis believes that this new certification will allow them to deliver even higher quality, innovation, and outcomes for their clients, providing access to deeper expertise in Microsoft Enterprise products. This collaboration with Microsoft will help them deliver faster, more strategic solutions to their clients and stay ahead of the curve in delivering future-proof solutions for businesses.
Celebrate Mother's Day with special offers from MusicFab, up to 50% off. Celebrate Mother's Day with special offers from MusicFab with discounts of up to 50% off their products. Show appreciation for the special women in your life by gifting them the ultimate digital music experience. Enjoy this limited-time promotion until May 22, 2025. Additionally, get a 30% discount on the MusicFab all-in-one software bundle. MusicFab features multiple platform support, lossless audio conversion, fast conversion speeds, metadata preservation, and a built-in browser for easy use. Give the gift of MusicFab's powerful tools this Mother's Day. Learn more and explore their offers on MusicFab's promotion page.
North Texas Property Management announces new content on the advantages of professional property management in McKinney TX. North Texas Property Management, a top-rated property management company based in Plano, highlights the advantages of professional property management versus DIY in McKinney, Texas. Managing rental homes in McKinney, Allen, Plano, Richardson, or other Texas cities can be burdensome for investors. An expert property management team can help investors avoid the day-to-day hassles of managing an investment property as a rental. NTXPM offers services such as tenant interviews, background checks, site inspections, rent collection, and handling late-night emergency calls. Working with a local team of property managers can help investors navigate rental management challenges and ensure tenants follow contracted agreements. For more information on McKinney property management issues, visit NTXPM's website.
Dusty Cars announces commitment to classic Porsche valuations at fair prices and cash offers. Dusty Cars, a California-based classic car valuation and buying service, is dedicated to providing fair prices and cash offers for classic Porsches. The company's founder, Douglas Berry, expressed excitement about appraising and potentially making offers on these timeless vehicles. Dusty Cars offers online vehicle information, including a 1972 Porsche 911 T Coupe and a 1986 Porsche 911 Carrera Coupe, both recently recognized as classic models. With a team specializing in classic car valuations, Dusty Cars aims to simplify the selling process for vintage Porsche owners. Whether it's time to part with a new classic or seek a high-quality Porsche appraisal, Dusty Cars is committed to assisting enthusiasts in the classic car community.
Jason McDonald Consulting announces over 225 reviews for popular social media marketing book on Amazon. Jason McDonald Consulting is proud to announce that their book, The Social Media Marketing Workbook 2025, has reached over 225 reviews on Amazon with a 4.5-star rating. Author and lead instructor Jason McDonald expressed his excitement at the positive reception, stating that the book aims to demystify social media marketing and make it accessible to all. McDonald's expertise in SEO and marketing strategy shines through in the workbook, which has been praised for its practical and clear approach. The next session of Dr. McDonald's online course will begin in June 2025, offering valuable insights into digital marketing strategies. With a focus on SEO, Google Ads, and social media marketing, Jason McDonald Consulting provides training, consulting, and speaking services for organizations looking to enhance their online presence. McDonald's experience as an author and expert witness in social media marketing ensures that his insights remain at the forefront of industry developments, making him a valuable resource for businesses and legal proceedings alike.
Key Housing announces May 2025 featured Silicon Valley listing, the Palomino in Palo Alto, CA. Key Housing announces the Palomino as its featured Silicon Valley listing for May 2025. Located in Palo Alto, this boutique, pet-friendly property offers modern luxury and convenience for corporate travelers. Proximity to venture capital firms, startups, and tech giants like Google and Apple make it ideal for business professionals. Amenities include a rooftop lounge, EV charging stations, and bike storage. With a bike score of 100 and walk score of 91, the Palomino is perfect for those who prefer walking or biking. Short-term rentals like the Palomino provide fully equipped kitchens, in-unit laundry, and designated workspaces for a comfortable and productive stay. With easy access to Caltrain and major highways, residents are just minutes away from important meetings and opportunities. Learn more at Key Housing's website.
USA Partner Network joins forces with Angi. USA Partner Network has announced a new partnership with Angi, the nation's largest home services marketplace. This collaboration aims to provide more value and growth opportunities to tradespeople across the United States. With access to the Angi platform, USA Partner Network members can connect with homeowners for remodeling, renovation, maintenance, and repair services. This partnership reinforces USA Partner Network's commitment to empowering tradespeople to excel and grow their businesses. By joining forces with Angie, USA Partner Network continues to expand its support network, offering significant growth opportunities for tradespeople nationwide. For more information on this partnership, visit the USA Partner Network website. Della unveils air conditioning solutions for cooling and energy savings. Della has introduced a range of new cooling solutions to address the challenge of keeping indoor spaces cool while controlling energy costs. The Mini Split air conditioner, awarded the 2025 Red Dot Design Award, offers outstanding energy efficiency with options for R410A, R32, and R454B refrigerants. Della's Smart Tower Fan TF01S provides powerful airflow with quiet operation and smart controls. For easy installation and powerful cooling, Della's window air conditioners are a cost-effective solution. And for flexible cooling in various spaces, Della's portable air conditioners offer mobility and air filtration features. Whether it's a single room or an entire home, Della's air conditioning products provide efficient and energy-saving solutions for staying cool while reducing energy consumption and costs. B Incorporations wins Top Italian Sustainability Award at Premio Impresa Ambiente 2025. B Incorporations has been awarded the most sustainable Italian company abroad at the 12th edition of the Premio Impresa Ambiente, Italy's highest recognition for sustainable business innovation and leadership. The award ceremony was held at the historic Teatro La Fenice in Venice, honoring outstanding contributions to environmental sustainability. BE was recognized for its integrated carbon reduction solution that combines BSense, a real-time monitoring and analytics system, with the Matter Cloud database and Reset Embodied Tools for Life Cycle Assessment, LCA. This comprehensive approach effectively bridges the gap between operational and embodied carbon, enabling clients to achieve measurable reductions across the building lifecycle. By applying data-driven tools to track and optimize both energy use and material impacts, BE supports clients in making more sustainable decisions without compromising quality or performance.
Zill Money Corporation achieves a SOC 1 certification. Zill Money Corporation, parent company of OnlineCheckWriter.com, powered by Zill Money and Zill.us, has achieved SOC 1 certification, demonstrating robust internal controls for handling financial data. This certification validates trust, transparency, and compliance readiness, reducing risks of errors, fraud, or data misuse. CEO Sabir Naili emphasizes the company's commitment to data security and operational excellence. The certification marks a significant milestone for Zill Money Corporation as it expands its platform, offering services like ACH transfers, payroll management, and invoicing with a focus on data security and regulatory compliance.
FastGuard Service expands rapid security guard services across Miami, Florida. FastGuard Service, a leader in national security services, has expanded its rapid response security guard services across Miami and the greater South Florida region. Offering licensed, reliable, and highly trained security personnel within hours, FastGuard Service caters to Miami's hospitality, retail, construction, and event industries. President Roderick Payne Jr. emphasized the importance of speed, professionalism, and reliability in meeting Miami's security needs. Services in Miami include armed and unarmed security guards, hotel security, construction site guards, event security, executive protection, mobile patrol, firewatch services, and more. FastGuard Services 24/7 dispatch, California licensed and Florida certified guards, and industry-leading response times make it the top choice for businesses, event organizers, and property managers in Miami. Foreign Affairs Auto, among the best European auto repair shops in West Palm Beach. According to Carfax, Foreign Affairs Auto, a family-run business operating since 1982, has been recognized by Carfax as one of the best European auto repair shops in West Palm Beach. Specializing in BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Porsche, Land Rover, and Jaguar, they offer top-notch services such as oil changes, brake inspections, and electrical system diagnostics. With a 4.6 out of 5-star rating on Carfax and praise from over 1,000 satisfied customers on Google, Foreign Affairs Auto stands out for its customer-centric approach. Conveniently located at 6081 N Military Trail, West Palm Beach, FL 33409, they offer flexible scheduling, fair pricing, and complimentary amenities like Uber rides for customers. To schedule an appointment, call 561-220-6299 or visit their website at foreignaffairsauto.com.
FastGuard Service launches rapid response security guard services throughout Los Angeles. FastGuard Service, a leading national security services provider, has launched rapid response security guard services throughout Los Angeles County, offering immediate dispatch, licensed protection, and customized security plans for businesses, events, construction sites, and VIP clients. FastGuard Service stands out by providing fast, reliable, and professional security coverage within 4 hours or less. President Roderick Payne Jr. emphasizes the importance of quick security response in Los Angeles. Services include armed and unarmed security guards, construction site security, event and red carpet security, executive protection, and more. FastGuard Service guarantees full compliance with California licensing requirements and prioritizes professionalism, discretion, and rapid deployment. Clients in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, downtown LA, and Santa Monica are already turning to FastGuard Service for reliable protection they can trust.
FamCare 2.0, the future of case management is here. First look at game-changing features. Global Vision Technologies is gearing up for the official launch of FamCare 2.0, set to revolutionize human services case management. The new version promises efficiency, security, and enhanced data intelligence, empowering agencies in unprecedented ways. With features like streamlined reporting, Microsoft Power BI integration, enhanced security measures, and AI-powered automation, FamCare 2.0 is a game changer. Early feedback from beta users has been overwhelmingly positive, with praise for the system's impact on data analysis and workflow optimization. Agencies are encouraged to sign up for an exclusive pre-release demo to be among the first to experience the future of case management with FamCare 2.0. Sales begin for Kempinski Grace Bay Residences, a refined beachfront retreat in Turks and Caicos. Sales have officially begun for Kempinski Grace Bay Residences, a luxurious beachfront retreat in Turks and Caicos. Developed by JTRE and managed by Kempinski Hotels, this property offers 119 private residences and 4 oceanfront villas on 11 acres of pristine shoreline. The project reflects JTRE's commitment to high-quality developments that respect the community and environment. Future owners can choose from studio to 5-bedroom residences with limited 6-bedroom beachfront villas available. The resort will feature fine dining, a beach club restaurant, a wine cellar, spa, fitness area, boutique, sports pavilion, and kids club. Sales are exclusively represented by Christie's International Real Estate, Turks and Caicos, and Engel & Völkers Turks and Caicos, with pre-construction pricing available for a limited time. Brera Holdings PLC's NASDAQ SS Juve Stabia SRL posts largest valuation percentage gain, signals club's growing competitiveness. Brera Holdings PLC's SS Juve Stabia SRL, a club in Italy's Serie B, has seen a significant 36.9% increase in market value since March 15, 2025, reaching 16.30 million euro. Brera's ownership is credited with this growth, showcasing the club's rising competitiveness both on and off the pitch. This milestone reflects the untapped potential of Juve Stabia and the impact of Brera's multi-club ownership strategy. Investors can find more updates on Brera in the company's newsroom. For more information on InvestorWire and its services, visit InvestorWire.com.
Investor News Breaks. Better Choice Company, BTTR, closes on $5 million public offering. Better Choice Company, a pet health and wellness company, has closed on a $5 million public offering. The offering included 639,000 shares of common stock and pre-funded warrants to purchase 1,028,000 shares. Each share and warrant was sold at 3, resulting in gross proceeds of $5 million. Better Choice granted underwriters a 45-day option to purchase up to an additional 100,000 shares. the company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes. Think Equity acted as sole book-running manager for the offering.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, NAR LP 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP. ARLP reported a resilient 1Q25, with total revenues decreasing by 17.1% year-over-year to $540.5 million. Net income for the quarter was $74.2 million, down from $158.1 million in 1Q24. Despite near-term pricing pressures, ARLP updated its FY25 guidance, expecting higher domestic sales volumes and operational cost efficiencies to sustain margins comparable to FY24. Coal sales volumes decreased by 10.4%, with coal sales revenue at $468.5 million. ARLP ended 1Q25 with $514.3 million in total liquidity and maintained a quarterly cash distribution of 70 cents per unit. Stonegate values ARLP using an EV/EBITDA framework, resulting in a valuation range of 29.40 to 32.12.
The Chlorine Institute recognizes 39 North American and international facilities for diamond level safety and environmental performance for 2024. The Chlorine Institute recently recognized 39 North American and international facilities for achieving diamond level status in safety and environmental performance for 2024. These facilities, including chloralkali producers, packagers, bleach manufacturers, and chlorine end users, demonstrated exceptional commitment to protecting people, communities, and the environment. The diamond level recognition is the highest honor in CI's program, awarded to facilities that maintain zero injuries, incidents, and releases over a consecutive five-year period. CI President Frank Reiner emphasized the importance of aiming for zero and commended these facilities for setting the benchmark for excellence in the industry. This recognition program reinforces CI's commitment to safety and security, providing resources and support for continuous improvement.
ES Gold Corp., CQBUF, explores government support as Montauban Project advances toward production. ES Gold Corp. is actively seeking government support for its Montauban Project in Quebec, aiming to secure non-dilutive funding for sustainable mining practices. The company plans to create new jobs and invest in clean technology. With gold and silver production expected later this year, ES Gold is exploring funding partnerships with Canadian and Quebec governments to advance its operations. The Montauban Project, covering 265 mining claims, is fully permitted for construction, with plans to scale up to a 1,000-ton commercial facility. Investors can track ES Gold's progress as it moves closer to production at the Montauban Project.
Biomed News Breaks. Nanoviricides, NYS American NNVC, advances measles drug development with broad-spectrum antiviral NV387. Nanoviricides, Inc. provided an update on its measles drug development program, highlighting the potential of its broad-spectrum antiviral candidate NV387. With declining vaccination rates raising the risk of measles becoming endemic in the United States, the company emphasized the need for an effective antiviral treatment. NV-387, which has shown success against related viruses like RSV in animal models, is being prepared for an animal study in humanized mice. The candidate has completed Phase 1 trials with no adverse events and has demonstrated strong antiviral efficacy across multiple viruses that utilize the HSPG infection pathway, providing a rationale for its potential effectiveness against measles.
America to slap 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia. The United States government is set to impose a 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia to protect the domestic solar equipment industry. Countries in East Asia have become major solar panel producers, posing a threat to American companies like Solar Bank Corp. If confirmed, these tariffs could give North American solar panel makers a competitive edge. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with potential for growth, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Veyas Community launches Global Community Platform 2.0, led by Evander Reed. Veyas Community, led by investor Evander Reed, announces the launch of its UpGlobal Community Platform 2.0. The platform aims to enhance member engagement, foster collaboration, and provide a dynamic environment for knowledge sharing. Key features include enhanced member profiles, interactive knowledge hubs, localized community chapters, live event integration, and mobile optimization. Founder Evander Reed emphasizes the platform's role in building a global, connected community. Future plans include customized learning pathways, regional leadership boards, and expanded partnerships. The Global Community Platform 2.0 is now live, welcoming new and current members worldwide to join the growing network.
NutriCorp's subsidiary, Nutra Life Sciences, expands rapidly with new joint venture partnerships. NutriCorp's subsidiary, Nutra Life Sciences, has expanded rapidly through new joint venture partnerships, securing multiple partnerships with private practices and opening 4 new clinical research sites across various specialties. These new sites include urgent care, family medicine and IV therapy, optometry, interventional cardiology, and pediatric pulmonology. This expansion demonstrates Nutra Life Sciences' commitment to delivering high-quality clinical research services, strengthening its capabilities to serve a broader patient population. The company plans to further expand into additional specialties to support contract research organizations and sponsors with a wider range of clinical indications, accelerating the development of innovative treatments. NutriCorp also recently announced its intent to acquire Cura Connector, a healthcare technology company with a patent-pending platform for outpatient care delivery. For more information on participating in clinical trials or the company's growth, contact Nutra Life Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@nutralifesciences.com.
Investor News Breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., NYSVS, appoints Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. Anovis Bio Inc., a company focused on addressing neurodegeneration in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has appointed Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. With over 19 years of experience in clinical trial design and analysis, Liu will help reinforce the scientific integrity of data and enhance regulatory strategies for the company's transformative therapies. Anovis Bio is currently advancing its pivotal Phase 3 Alzheimer's disease trial, aiming to develop therapies that target multiple neurotoxic proteins to improve patients' quality of life. For more information, visit Anovis Bio's website and social channels.
Investor News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., GMIN, GMINF, announces feasibility study results for Oko West Gold Project. G Mining Ventures Corp., GMINF, revealed the results of its feasibility study for the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana, showing a production of 4.3 million gold ounces over 12.3 years. With an average annual production of 350,000 ounces at an AISC of $123 per ounce, the project boasts an after-tax NPV of $2.2 billion and a 27% after-tax IRR. Final permits are expected in Q2 2025, with a construction decision targeted for H2 2025. G Mining Ventures Corp. is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects, positioning itself as a mid-tier precious metals producer with access to capital and development expertise.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp., NASDAQ SUN, CBO CICY2, announces 7.2 community solar project in upstate New York. SolarBank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SUN, announced plans to develop the GLOR-RD project, a 7.2 megawatt DC ground mount solar installation in upstate New York. The project will operate under New York's VDER rate mechanism and is expected to qualify for NYSERDA NYSUN program incentives. Once completed, the project will provide community solar benefits to local residents without the need for personal panel installations. Solar Simplified will manage customer-facing activities to support full subscription and maximize revenue. SolarBank Corporation focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, developing projects that sell electricity to utilities, commercial, industrial, municipal, and residential off-takers. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Investor news breaks. Nextplat Corp, NXPL, receives NASDAQ notice for minimum bid price non-compliance. Nextplat Corp, NXPL, NXPLW, has received a notice from NASDAQ stating it is not in compliance with the minimum bid price requirement. The company has until October 27, 2025, to regain compliance by maintaining a minimum $1 closing bid price for 10 consecutive business days. Nextplat is actively pursuing strategies to improve business efficiency and protect shareholder value. The company operates in e-commerce, technology, and healthcare sectors, offering various products and services globally. For more information, visit Nextplat's newsroom at HPIBNFNXPL.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, launches Newton Fast Motion Shaft for enhanced swing speed and control. Newton Golf Company, Inc., TG, has introduced its latest shaft family, the Newton Fast Motion, designed to enhance swing speed and control. Priced at $325, this tour-proven shaft incorporates four core technologies for precision and performance. Made with high-modulus Toray carbon fibers, the Fast Motion series boasts a red-to-gold finish and has already gained popularity among professionals on the PGA Tour Champions and LPGA Tour. Following an 887% revenue growth in FY 2024, Newton Golf anticipates further momentum in 2025 with the Fast Motion series. Learn more about Newton Golf's innovative approach to golf equipment design at their website.
Hestia Investment Inc. partners with RG Robotics for strategic growth and IPO success. Hestia Insight Inc. announces a partnership with RG Robotics through its subsidiary, Hestia Investments Inc., to provide IPO consulting, business development, and management consulting services. RG Robotics, a leader in the robotics industry, aims to leverage automation demand and become a market leader. Hestia will assist RG Robotics in navigating the IPO process, identifying growth opportunities, and streamlining operations. CEO of Hestia Insight, Edward Lee, expresses excitement about contributing to technological innovation, while RG Robotics CEO, Parsh Patel, looks forward to leveraging Hestia's expertise for success. This partnership highlights a commitment to excellence and innovation in the robotics sector.
Insurance Canopy launches new surety bond program to streamline compliance for small businesses. Insurance Canopy has launched a new surety bond program to streamline compliance for small businesses. This digital bonding service offers fast, affordable, and compliant solutions for professionals in licensed industries like auto dealing, cleaning, construction, health and wellness, landscaping, and liquor sales. With instant online application and quote generation, same-day approval, and digital bond delivery, business owners can save time and gain peace of mind. Surety bonds offered by Insurance Canopy include contract bonds, fidelity bonds, and license and permit bonds, each serving a different purpose. This new service is powered by Propeller Bonds, known for simplifying and modernizing the bonding process. The Surety Bond Program is now live for qualified applicants nationwide, helping small businesses stay compliant and continue operations without delays.
CyberLock Q Technologies, Inc. issues shareholder update on SOC 2 compliance, new patent filing, 8K filing with SEC. CyberLock Technologies, Inc. achieves SOC 2 Type 1 compliance certification, validating its commitment to data security. The company also files a second patent with the USPTO, enhancing its MFA design. With revenue-generating integration projects in the pipeline, CyberLock is poised for market expansion. CEO Chris Jackson emphasizes the importance of these milestones in transitioning to revenue generation. Stay tuned for updates on performance and partnerships in the cybersecurity sector.
Golden Matrix Group repays and retires Lind Global convertible note, eliminating $7.2 million in debt. Golden Matrix Group, Inc. has repaid in full Lind Global Asset Management VAIT LLC's senior secured promissory note, eliminating $7.2 million in debt. The repayment was funded by the company's cash on hand with no shares issued to avoid dilution. This move enhances financial flexibility as GMGI pursues its global growth strategy. CEO Brian Goodman emphasized the commitment to shareholders and long-term value. The settlement of the Lind Global note along with the recent debt-to-equity conversion, strengthens the company's financial position. GMGI remains focused on creating value for shareholders and maintaining strong partnerships. For more details, refer to the current report on Form 8K filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Golden Matrix Group operates globally in gaming technology, while Meridian Bet Group, acquired in 2024, is a well-established online sports betting and gaming group. Golden Caribou Resources announces photon assay orientation study for gold analysis. Golden Caribou Resources Limited is engaging ALS Canada Limited for an orientation study using Chrysos Photon Assay TM technology to analyze gold content in samples from its Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in central British Columbia, Canada. This study aims to address the nugget effect in gold exploration and improve assay turnaround times. The photon assay method utilizes high-energy photons to interact with sample atomic structure, allowing for quick analysis of larger sample volumes compared to traditional fire assay methods. If successful, photon assay may replace fire assay for future gold quantification at the property. Results are expected in the coming weeks, potentially enhancing resource evaluation and data reliability for informed decision-making in exploration and resource development.
Physical cards now available from onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money. Onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money, a U.S.-based leader in digital payment solutions, has announced the launch of physical Visa cards for businesses. This new feature allows businesses to manage employee and vendor payments securely and efficiently, with customizable spending limits and advanced security features. Users can create cards instantly after completing verification, choose shipping options, and enjoy fraud protection. CEO Sabir Nelly expressed excitement about the new feature, highlighting its benefits for businesses. OnlineCheckWriter.com, powered by Zill Money, offers a suite of financial tools, including check printing, ACH transfers, payroll management, and more, to streamline business payments and provide full financial visibility.
Hidden digital mistakes costing local businesses daily. Local businesses are silently losing customers due to hidden digital mistakes, but Communication and Design Inc. has a solution. Their marketing playbook offers a comprehensive digital footprint deep dive to uncover where businesses are missing out on potential customers and revenue. After analyzing over 100 local businesses, shocking findings were revealed, such as companies sending customers to disconnected phone numbers and outdated Google listings. The marketing playbook provides a clear roadmap for businesses to fix these issues and maximize profits. By offering competitive intelligence, businesses can see where they stand against competitors and how to get ahead. Client success stories speak to the effectiveness of Communication and Design Inc. services, making it a valuable resource for businesses looking to drive more local business growth. How to leverage the code when the next pandemic hits. When the pandemic hit, it changed how we work. Some thrived by being prepared, digitally fluent, and having a strong support system. The code offers mentorship, income strategies, and real-world skills for growth in tough times. The Mentor Marketplace connects users with experienced leaders. On-demand learning provides knowledge on your terms. Daily profit systems teach members to build income from anywhere. The global network keeps members connected. The code isn't about fear, but readiness. Take control of your future now at www.thecode.marketing and be two steps ahead when the unexpected strikes.
South Fork Instruments announces new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics. South Fork Instruments has announced a new distribution agreement with Italy-based IT Photonics, a company specializing in spectrophotometric solutions, electronic design, and software development. This partnership will expand South Fork Instruments' product portfolio to include IT Photonics' Polispec line of multifunction spectrophotometers, offering advanced analytical capabilities to industrial, agricultural, and chemical sectors across the Americas. John Daly, technical director at South Fork Instruments, stated that this collaboration aligns with their mission to provide innovative measurement solutions. IT Photonics' Polispec instruments feature versatile, multi-sectoral approaches to spectrophotometric applications, enabling both quantitative and qualitative measurements. South Fork Instruments customers will benefit from preset calibration curves, customized applications, and support from specialized technical staff to create tailored solutions. The IT Photonics product line is now available through South Fork Instruments, providing cutting-edge software systems optimized for portable field use and industrial plant integration. The Yellow Bottle Probiotic brings clarity to digestive aisle confusion. The Yellow Bottle Probiotic is making waves in the supplement market by offering a minimalist approach to wellness. With a focus on transparency and customer trust, this new brand stands out with its simple packaging, honest messaging, and well-formulated probiotic. Designed for those tired of overwhelming choices, the Yellow Bottle delivers a clean product without the gimmicks. Customer feedback has praised the brand's clean design, user-friendly experience, and professional support. The Yellow Bottle plans to expand into select wellness retail outlets later this year, but for now, the product is exclusively available online through their official website. With a mission of clarity, confidence, and consistency, the Yellow Bottle is setting a new standard in probiotic solutions.
Midstate Tree announces redesigned website to better serve customers in Washington, NJ and surrounding areas. Midstate Tree, a leading provider of professional tree care solutions in Washington, New Jersey, has announced the launch of its newly redesigned website. The updated site features a modern layout and user-friendly navigation to showcase Midstate Tree's comprehensive services, including tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, storm cleanup, and more. Owner Michael Blaskak emphasizes the company's commitment to safety, reliability, and customer satisfaction. The platform also highlights Midstate Tree's 24/7 availability and dedication to environmentally responsible tree management. Customers in Washington, NJ, and surrounding areas can easily connect with Midstate Tree for expert, reliable, and affordable tree care services.
Novidea provides insights on the five key challenges MGAs navigate amid insurance industry evolution. Novidea, a provider of a cloud-native insurance management platform, has released insights on the challenges MGAs face in the evolving insurance market. With MGA premiums surpassing $102 billion in the U.S. and $5.7 billion in the U.K., MGAs play a crucial role in market expansion. However, they must overcome obstacles such as limited business insights, fragmented systems, core platform limitations, regulatory compliance, and the need for market adaptability. Novidea's platform offers advanced analytics and actionable insights to help MGAs drive growth by streamlining operations and enhancing service delivery. MGAs can meet Novidea's experts at upcoming events in London and Dallas to learn more about thriving in the competitive insurance landscape.
VueReal expands reference design kit portfolio with industry-specific bundles to accelerate micro-LED commercialization. VueReal, the pioneer of micro-solid printing, has expanded its reference design kit RDK portfolio with new industry-specific bundles for automotive and consumer electronics. These vertical RDKs are designed to accelerate micro-LED product development and commercialization with unprecedented speed and integration readiness. By offering ready-to-integrate kits tailored to the unique requirements of these industries, VueReal aims to support the industry's shift towards more eco-friendly manufacturing. The RDK bundles, debuting at Display Week 2025, validate VueReal's mission to unlock scalable, sustainable micro-LED adoption across global markets. These purpose-built kits include pre-configured, integration-ready micro-LED displays for automotive applications like intelligent taillights and AR heads-up displays, as well as for consumer electronics like wearables and AR interfaces. VueReal's micro-solid printing platform enables parallel additive transfer with high yield, fast throughput, and scalability from prototyping to high-volume production, addressing the primary challenge of mass adoption of micro-LEDs. Visit VueReal at booth 1447 during Display Week 2025 to learn more about their innovative solutions.
NAFA's 2025 Media Day highlights groundbreaking innovations and industry advances. NAFA Fleet Management Association's annual Institute and Expo in Long Beach, California, hosted Media Day for the third year, providing a platform for leading companies to share industry innovations. Roadflex and EJ Ward Inc. announced a partnership revolutionizing fleet fuel management. Blue Dot introduced shared private chargers for fleets. Fleetio previewed advanced analytics for data-driven decisions. Nets updated its cost of motor vehicle crashes report. Connex2x collaborated with SoundHound AI for mobile food ordering. Chevin Fleet Solutions launched Smart Integrate for FleetWave. Slate presented customizable electric vehicles. Purpose Auto unveiled virtual reality mechanic training courses. QuickLink introduced AI-driven telematics. IntelliShift partnered with Netradyne for safety solutions. For more information, visit dop.org. Lexaria announces closing of $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announced the closing of a $2 million registered direct offering with a single institutional investor for the purchase and sale of 2,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share. No other warrants were issued, minimizing dilution for existing shareholders. The gross proceeds were $2.0 million, with HC Wainwright & Co. as the exclusive placement agent. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The offering was made under a shelf registration statement on Form S-3. Lexaria's Dehydratech technology improves drug delivery via oral consumption, with 48 patents granted worldwide. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution investors of potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit Lexaria's website.
Investor news breaks. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, IRJ, secures $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, J, has secured a $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova and other investors to accelerate the commercialization of its AirJoule system, which extracts pure water from air using low-grade waste heat. The funds will support pilot deployments of the AirJoule A1000 units in 2025. AirJoule and GE Vernova have also initiated a strategic project to integrate the technology into GE Vernova's industrial water production offerings. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, formerly Montana Technologies Corporation, is the developer of AirJoule, an atmospheric water harvesting technology designed to reduce energy consumption and generate cost efficiencies. For more information, visit airjoultech.com.
Sunrise Security unveils AI-powered just-in-time access for AWS. Sunrise Security, a leader in cloud identity and access management, has announced the launch of just-in-time JIT access for AWS. This new capability within the Sunrise Cloud Permissions Firewall eliminates standing privileges in production environments, offering temporary, on-demand permissions without complex deployments. By integrating with Amazon Bedrock for AI-powered session summaries, Sunrise JIT access ensures access only when needed and for as long as necessary, aligning with zero trust principles. Every session is fully audible with AI-generated summaries, providing instant clarity on privileged user activities. Unlike traditional PAM tools, Sunrise cloud-native solution deploys quickly and cost-effectively, delivering rich session insights in weeks, not months. JIT access is now available for AWS customers with Azure and GCP support to follow. Brazil Potash Corp., NYS American, appoints Marcelo Lessa to advisory board. Brazil Potash Corp., New American, Brio, has appointed Marcelo Lessa to its advisory board. With over 30 years of agriculture finance and investment expertise, including 16 years at the IFC World Bank, Lessa will support Brazil Potash's construction financing strategy for its Autazes project. His experience in securing funding for major agricultural and infrastructure projects is expected to play a key role in advancing the development of the company's critical mineral potash asset. Brazil Potash aims to supply sustainable fertilizers to one of the world's largest agricultural exporters, reducing the country's reliance on potash imports and mitigating approximately 1.4 million tons per year of GHG emissions. For more information, visit BrazilPotash.com.
VRGL appoints veteran fintech executive Kyle Zaski as chief executive officer. VRGL, the leading client acquisition and investment proposal management solution, has appointed veteran fintech executive Kyle Zaski as Chief Executive Officer. With over 30 years of experience in driving innovation and growth in the financial technology sector, Zaski will lead VRGL's expansion efforts. He aims to accelerate growth, enhance enterprise offerings, and scale the platform to meet increasing demand from advisors and institutions. Zaski's track record includes roles at JP Morgan Neovest and Layer One Financial, where he scaled the company into a comprehensive investment management platform. VRGL, founded in 2021, has become a market leader in streamlining client acquisition and investment proposal workflows. With Zaski at the helm, the company is poised to further impact and deliver value to the wealth management industry.
Navex announces Andrew Bates as new Chief Executive Officer. Navex, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management software, has appointed Andrew Bates as its new Chief Executive Officer. Bates, with over 20 years of experience in senior finance and operating roles, will lead Navex in defining the industry standard. Having previously served as Chief Financial Officer, Bates' strategic vision has accelerated growth, driven product innovation, and expanded Navex's presence in new markets. Under his leadership, Navex will focus on customer success, product innovation, and delivering the next generation of risk and compliance solutions with the Navex One platform. Bates expressed his commitment to Navex's mission of helping organizations manage risk and promote ethical workplace cultures. For more information, visit Navex's website.
Investor News Breaks, BriaCell Therapeutics Corp., BCTX, BCTXZ, prices $13.8 million public offering. BriaCell Therapeutics Z has priced a public offering of 366,666 units at $4.50 per unit, totaling approximately $13.8 million in gross proceeds. Each unit consists of one common share or pre-funded warrant and one warrant exercisable at $5.25 per share. The offering, led by ThinkEquity, is set to close on April 28, 2025. BriaCell intends to use the net proceeds for working capital, corporate purposes, and advancing business objectives. BriaCell is a clinical-stage biotechnology company focused on developing novel immunotherapies to revolutionize cancer care.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, accelerates growth through strategic acquisitions in AI-driven hospitality, hotel management. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., through strategic acquisitions in AI-driven hospitality and hotel management, is accelerating its growth. The company has closed on two acquisitions this month alone, aiming to lead the future of hotel automation. Strategic acquisitions are crucial for companies looking to scale and diversify, especially in the rapidly evolving hospitality sector. Knight Food Holdings has positioned itself to capitalize on emerging robotic trends and broaden its market presence. A recent report notes that the increasing pace of transactions in the industry is a positive sign for the future. For more information on Knight Food Holdings, visit the company's newsroom.
BNDES ETF aims to offer high yield in low-rate era. Infrastructure Capital Advisors, LLC, introduces the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF, ARCA, BNDES, offering a high yield in the current low-rate environment. With the Federal Reserve considering rate cuts, BNDES aims to provide income investors with a flexible, actively managed approach to generate high yields through corporate bonds and options income strategies. Unlike traditional bond funds, BNDES adapts across credit cycles and seeks to outperform in a challenging market. Spearheaded by CEO J.D. Hatfield, the fund's 30-day SEC yield is at 7.12%, targeting stable businesses with strong cash flows like Plains All American Pipeline LP and Lincoln National Corp. Investors seeking a dynamic income strategy in a changing rate environment may find value in the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF.
Private Label celebrates growth and continued commitment to empowerment in the beauty industry. Private Label, a leading provider of human hair extensions and beauty products, is celebrating its growth and commitment to empowerment in the beauty industry. Since its founding in 2014, Private Label has evolved from a small startup to a thriving enterprise, supporting hairstylists, entrepreneurs, and beauty enthusiasts nationwide. The company's dedication to offering premium products at accessible prices has earned it a strong reputation based on trust and quality. Private Label continues to innovate and expand its product offerings, staying ahead of beauty trends and prioritizing customer experience. With a focus on community engagement and empowerment, Private Label remains a trusted name in the beauty sector, serving over 100,000 customers across the country.
Mining news breaks. Trillion Energy International Inc., TCF, TCQB, secures debenture holder approval for debt settlement and extension. Trillion Energy International Inc., TCF, TEF, has obtained approval from holders of its 12.0% convertible debentures for amendments, extending the maturity date to July 31, 2025, and settling $899,904 in accrued interest through the issuance of 27,207,910 common shares at 333 each. Additionally, debenture holders will receive an $85,000 extension fee in shares. The company also plans to issue 1,735,000 shares to settle $57,255 of consultant debt. All share issuances are subject to regulatory approvals.
Gold bulls make a comeback as reciprocal tariffs take center stage. Gold experienced intense selling pressure midweek, but regained traction on Thursday as Trump downplayed reports of a trade war de-escalation with China. Economic uncertainty remains high, leading investors to flock to gold. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX Temet, are poised to benefit from this trend. Stay updated on Tor Metals Inc. news at the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit Rocks and Stocks website. Disclaimer and terms of use can be found on the website as well. Stay informed with Rocks and Stocks for breaking news and actionable information.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, identifies matchday monetization as key priority amid Juve Stabia's highest home attendance of the season. Brera Holdings, an Ireland-based international holding company focused on expanding its global portfolio of men's and women's sports clubs, recently achieved the highest home attendance of the season for its SS Juve Stabia SRL football club in Italy's Serie B. The derby match against Salernitana drew 7,000 fans, just 100 shy of a full sellout, showcasing the club's potential and trajectory towards becoming a playoff-competitive football club and a globally relevant brand. The company's key priority moving forward is matchday monetization, aiming to drive revenue generation activities for the 2025-26 season. This achievement marks a significant milestone for Brera Holdings as it continues to expand its multi-club ownership approach in the sports industry.
Tether Studios celebrates 11 years of mobile skill gaming excellence. Tether Studios, the world's leading independent developer of skill-based mobile games, celebrates 11 years of creating fun, fair, and rewarding competitions for players globally. With a portfolio of 30 live titles, they've been downloaded by over 35 million players who've played 6.6 billion competitive matches. Flagship titles like Solitaire Cube, 21 Blitz, and CubeCube have reached milestones with millions of players and billions of games played. Tether's success is driven by its passionate community, veteran developers, and partners like Skillz. To join the competition, visit www.tetherstudios.com or download any Tether title on iOS or Android.
Nephros launches new S100 inline microfilter. Nephros Inc. has launched the S100 inline filter, expanding their infection control portfolio with enhanced installation flexibility. This new model supports bacterial remediation in various settings, including emergency eyewash stations and dental equipment. With a 0.1 micron pore size and FDA clearance, it offers increased flow rate, 90-day filter life, and meets ASTM F838 standards. President and CEO Robert Banks stated that this addition bridges the gap between microfiltration and ultrafiltration product lines, providing tailored water safety solutions. The S100 inline filter is available in quick connect and threaded configurations, with compatible installation kits for easy integration. For more information about Nephros and their filtration products, visit nephros.com.
CMUV Bancorp announces 2025 first quarter financial results and notice of special shareholder meeting. CMUV Bancorp, the holding company for Community Valley Bank, announced unaudited first quarter results for the quarter ending March 31, 2025. Net income was $405,669, equaling 20 cents per share. Total assets reached 305.2 mingamises, with total deposits at 282.4 mingamines and gross loans at 268 mingamines. The Community Bank leverage capital ratio was 10.82%, well above the required ratio. Allowance for credit losses was $2,740,703, with non-accrual and past due loans at 0.23%. The book value for common stock was $17.81 per share, while trading at $21.30. Earnings were affected by expenses related to a proposed transaction with Frontwave Credit Union. A special shareholder meeting will be held on July 15, 2025, for approval of the transaction and dissolution of CMUV Bancorp. Shareholders can attend in person or vote online mail. Proxy materials will be available by mid-June for review and voting. Sino-biological issues, formal statement regarding current global tariff discussions. Sino-Biological Inc. has issued a statement reaffirming their commitment to uninterrupted service and supply amidst global trade discussions. The company has invested in a North American infrastructure, including the Center for Bioprocessing in Houston, Texas, and the acquisition of Signal Chem Biotech in Vancouver, Canada. With over 90% of their inventory stocked in Pennsylvania, Sino-Biological is prepared to meet product and service needs without disruption. They encourage utilizing their production sites in the U.S. and Canada for strategic sourcing and partnerships. For more information, visit sinobiological.com. Cord Fire Protection announces new headquarters in Studio City. Cord Fire Protection, a leading provider of fire safety services in Southern California, has announced the relocation and expansion of its corporate headquarters to a new state-of-the-art facility in Studio City. The move will bring together teams from previous locations, enhancing operational efficiency and responsiveness. The new headquarters will offer increased space, modern infrastructure, and improved accessibility, allowing Cord Fire Protection to better serve residential and commercial clients across the region. This strategic move reflects the company's commitment to safety, reliability, and innovation. Cord Fire Protection will begin operations at the new Studio City location this summer, positioning them to continue leading the industry in fire protection services.
Khazar Khan, the visionary behind Beige Video's nationwide success in content creation. Khazar Khan, the CEO of Beige Video, has transformed the content creation industry with his on-demand video production platform. Starting in 2017, Khan's hands-on approach and relentless drive have turned Beige Video into a multi-million dollar business with clients like Amazon and Rolls-Royce. Khan's vision includes launching a web marketplace to connect creators with clients, aiming to empower professionals and redefine how they grow their careers. With a goal of reaching 100 million users globally, Khan is driving Beige Video towards exponential growth and disrupting traditional production methods. Stay tuned as Beige Video continues to revolutionize the industry and make high-quality content accessible to all.
FastGuard Service, setting the new standard for security guard services in Los Angeles, CA. FastGuard Service continues to set the standard for security guard services in Los Angeles, California. As the top security guard company in the city, FastGuard Service offers fast response times, elite training standards, and customized security solutions for businesses, property owners, event planners, and VIPs. With 24/7 emergency dispatch and officers licensed by California BSIS, clients can trust FastGuard Service to provide immediate, reliable, and fully compliant protection tailored to their needs. Whether it's guarding movie studios, luxury high-rises, special events, construction sites, or private estates, FastGuard Service delivers precision protection with trained guards for high visibility deterrence, rapid emergency response, and discreet VIP protection. For more information or immediate security requests, visit fastguardservice.com or call 844-254-8273.
Unlocking holistic health. biotin dosage and benefits. Me First Living introduces a new range of premium health supplements, including mushroom complex, turmeric with black pepper, and biotin. These supplements are designed to enhance overall wellness through natural ingredients. Mushroom complex supplements offer focus, concentration, and brain health benefits. Turmeric with black pepper supports heart health and combats inflammation. Biotin benefits hair, skin, and nails, promoting a radiant appearance. Me First Living prioritizes quality, with products tested for purity and potency. Their supplements are GMP certified and backed by customer satisfaction guarantees. Choose Me First Living for natural solutions to support your health journey. Kuwait Mart announces official launch of its online shopping platform in Kuwait. Kuwait Mart, a new online shopping platform tailored for customers in Kuwait, has officially launched. Offering a curated selection of products from local and international suppliers, Kuwait Mart aims to provide a faster, more convenient, and trustworthy shopping experience. With Kuwait's e-commerce market on the rise, the platform addresses challenges like limited delivery coverage and cash payments. Developed in-house, Kuwait Mart emphasizes control over performance and scalability. CTO and co-founder Fahad Al-Humaidi states, "We built the platform from scratch to offer something tailored to Kuwaiti shoppers." Kuwait Mart plans to expand its product lineup and features to meet the needs of customers and suppliers. For more information, visit kuwaitmart.com. USA Bug Sweeps President Michael Auletta featured on WPRI 12 News discussing bugging device detection and privacy concerns. USA Bug Sweeps President Michael Auletta was recently featured on WPRI 12 News discussing the increasing threat of hidden surveillance devices in private spaces. Auletta highlighted the ease with which individuals can obtain and install hidden cameras and audio recorders, posing significant risks to personal privacy and security. USA Bug Sweeps specializes in bugging device detection services, utilizing state-of-the-art equipment to uncover hidden surveillance devices. Auletta emphasized the importance of remaining vigilant against both external and internal threats, as demonstrated in a recent case at Rhode Island College. For more information on USA Bug Sweeps services, visit their website or contact them directly at 888-808-4802.
MotoAssure Admin launches expanded coverage plans for high mileage and classic car owners in 2025. MotoAssure Admin introduces its 2025 coverage plans tailored for high mileage and classic car owners, addressing the demand for reliable and cost-effective protection for aging vehicles. These plans offer transparency and affordability, eliminating the need to choose between out-of-pocket repairs or overpriced manufacturer-backed options like a Chevy or Honda extended warranty. With flexible add-ons and component-specific protections, MotoAssure Admin's plans cater to vehicles well past the 100,000-mile mark, filling a critical gap in the automotive service market. These plans provide clear terms, no hidden fees, and customizable coverage limits, making them ideal for used cars, high-mileage daily drivers, and older vehicles requiring extra care. MotoAssure Admin aims to redefine the vehicle protection space with accessible and effective solutions for drivers of all makes, models, and ages.
Per regulatory requirements, Splash Beverage Group acknowledges receipt of late filing letter from NYSE American. Splash Beverage Group, Inc. received a notice of non-compliance from NYSE regulation for not filing its Form 10-K by the due date. The company aims to regain compliance with the exchange's listing standards. Despite uncertainties, Splash is confident in meeting all requirements. Splash Beverage Group owns various beverage brands and is focused on developing and acquiring innovative brands. Led by an experienced management team, Splash is expanding its brand portfolio and global distribution. For more information, visit Splash Beverage Group's website. This press release contains forward-looking statements, and readers are advised to consider the risks involved. The company disclaims any obligation to update these statements. Contact Splash Beverage Group at info@splashbeveragegroup.com or call 954-745-5815.
Biomed News Breaks: Why Nutriband Inc. NTRB is one to watch. Nutriband Inc. NTRB is making waves with its innovative Aversa TM abuse deterrent technology and business model. This technology aims to enhance the safety of transdermal drugs like fentanyl, ensuring accessibility for patients in need. With patents in multiple countries, Nutriban's approach involves improving safety, efficacy, and patient comfort for existing FDA-approved drugs. The company's lead product is an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch incorporating the Aversa TM technology. For more information, visit Nutriban's website. Stay updated on NTRB news by visiting the company's newsroom. Mining news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Lilteds, NYS American PTM Waterberg Project, poised to fuel modern tech with critical PGMs. Platinum Group Metals, listed on NYS American as TSX as PTM, is strategically positioning itself in the PGM sector. PGMs play critical roles in catalytic converters, fuel cells, electronics, and more. The Waterberg Project in South Africa focuses on palladium, platinum, rhodium, and gold, with the potential for high-margin operations. This project is expected to meet the growing global demand for PGMs. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg Project in partnership with Implats, Monambo, and HJM. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit www.miningnewswire.com. Vadim is part of the revolution, redefining the future of immersive technology. Vadim is revolutionizing the future of immersive technology by connecting brands, enterprises, and event organizers with their audiences in unprecedented ways. Through tailored digital experiences, Vadim helps businesses enhance engagement, reduce customer acquisition costs, and increase ROI. With a focus on spatial web technology, Vadim delivers real-time location-based engagement, offering interactive brand activations and immersive events without the need for a team of engineers. Backed by the co-founder of Amazon Web Services, Vadim's scalable and reliable platform is attracting major brands like Google, State Farm, and PepsiCo Inc. Join the revolution in digital engagement by checking out Vadim's crowdsourced investment campaign on WeFunder today.
China's CATL unveils a sodium-ion battery lineup. China's Contemporary Amperex Technology Co. Ltd., CATL, has launched a brand new lineup of sodium-ion batteries dubbed Naxtra, along with a second generation of its Shenxing electric vehicle battery. The Naxtra batteries are set to begin mass production in December. This move by CATL may prompt other industry players like SolarBank Corp. to introduce new battery designs. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Barrick Gold divests its Donlin Gold stake. Barrick Gold Corporation has decided to sell its 50% stake in the Donlin Gold project for $1 billion in cash to affiliates of Nova Gold Resources, Inc. and Paulson Advisors, LLC. The project, located in southwest Alaska, holds around 39 million ounces of gold and is considered one of the largest undeveloped open-pit gold deposits. This move reflects a trend of gold-rich properties changing hands, impacting companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. NYS American PLG TLTA PTM. For more information on mining and resources news, visit miningnewswire.com. Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NY American, CLDI, grants inducement stock option to new CEO Eric Poma. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, a clinical stage biotechnology company, has granted an inducement stock option to its new CEO Eric Poma, PhD. The option allows him to purchase 726,412 shares at 469 cents per share, with vesting over 4 years. This move aligns with NYSE American LLC company guide regulations. Kaliti specializes in technology empowering the immune system to fight cancer using stem cell-based platforms for oncolytic viruses. The company's goal is to enhance efficacy and patient safety in treating solid tumors. For more information, visit kalitibio.com.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, BREA, asserts Juvestabia's global recognition with U.S., Canada, and U.K. live broadcast in English of top Italian Serie B football club, Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BREA, showcased SS Juve Stabia SRL's global recognition by broadcasting a match with Cremonese live in English in the US, Canada, and the UK through Destination Calcio. This milestone event signifies Brera's commitment to expanding its global portfolio of sports clubs and reaching key English-speaking markets. The company is confident that such initiatives will attract a broader international fan base and highlight the team's energy and ambition to new audiences, including Italians living abroad. SS Juve Stabia, currently ranked fifth in Serie B, experienced significant squad value growth of 36.8% since mid-March, demonstrating its strong performance in the league. Investor news breaks. Trillion Energy International Inc. CSCF, OTCQB, TRLEF, reports 12% increase in year-end 2024 natural gas reserves. Trillion Energy International Inc., a natural gas and oil producer, reported a 12% increase in total proved plus probable conventional natural gas reserves to 62.3 billion cubic feet in its year-end reserve report as of December 31, 2024. The net present value discounted at 10% of total proved plus probable reserves reached $363.6 million, equivalent to 2.98 per common share. Meanwhile, the NPV 10% of total proved reserves decreased by 20% to $106.8 million. Total proved plus probable plus possible reserves were valued at $630.1 million, and oil reserves at the Sendere field slightly increased to 247,000 barrels. For more information, visit the company's website or sidar.com.
How Pacific countries are adopting clean energy practices. As countries worldwide move to phase out fossil fuels in favor of renewables, Pacific nations are adopting a variety of clean energy strategies to keep pace with the global green transition. While these nations may lack the financial power of larger economies, they've taken innovative steps to promote renewable energy generation and use. This increasing adoption of clean energy initiatives could open new market opportunities for electric vehicle makers like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN, that are looking to expand their reach.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation provides funds for additional development and mineral analysis at its Jamaican Critical Mineral Investment. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has provided additional capital for the development of TR Mining and Equipment Limited's operating permit for its vanadium, titanium, magnetite, and iron ore mine in Jamaica. The company receives a 10.0% royalty on all minerals sold from the permit, covering an area of 25 square kilometers. They are also investing in additional sampling and analysis to identify other rare earth elements or critical minerals within the deposit. CEO Tom Sauve believes the property holds economic potential beyond the proven reserves, with plans to test for other valuable elements. The focus is on extracting and selling high-value products like titanium dioxide, vanadium ore, and iron ore. Royalty Management Holding Corporation aims to benefit shareholders and communities by acquiring and developing high-value assets in various market environments.
New Pacific Metals says it has the silver bullets for a silver-starved world. New Pacific Metals Corp. is gearing up to capitalize on the increasing demand for silver with two global-scale assets in Bolivia. With the potential to produce nearly 19 million ounces of silver annually, the company believes its output could rival that of established mining companies. By focusing on securing permits for its projects, New Pacific Metals is taking a conservative approach to advance its plans while maintaining a strong financial position. CEO Andrew Williams is confident that the company is on the right track to deliver two large open-pit silver mines in Bolivia, making it a potential option for investors looking for exposure to a silver developer with growth potential. Lexaria announces $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announced a $2 million registered direct offering of common stock. The company has entered into an agreement with a single institutional investor for the purchase and sale of 2,000 shares of common stock at $1 per share. The closing is expected around April 28, 2025. H.C. Wainwright & Co., is the exclusive placement agent. The gross proceeds are expected to be $2.0 million. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The offering is made under a shelf registration statement on Form S-3. Lexzeria's Dehydratec technology improves drug delivery, increasing bioabsorption and reducing side effects. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution about risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit LexzeriaBioSciences.com.
3DX Industries, Inc. expands government contracting initiatives with new submissions to U.S. Navy and active pursuit of multiple federal RFPs. 3DX Industries, Inc., a leading manufacturer specializing in additive and subtractive manufacturing, has expanded its government contracting division by submitting capabilities statements and corporate profiles to the U.S. Navy for two official opportunities. Additionally, the company is actively pursuing three more requests for proposals, RFPs, in May to further strengthen its government procurement pipeline. Nicholas Coriano, Vice President of 3DX Industries, expressed the company's commitment to becoming a serious federal supplier, leveraging its expertise in high-precision components through advanced manufacturing methods. CEO Roger Jansen emphasized that precision, reliability, and speed are the company's strengths, aligning well with government agencies' demands. By investing resources in government contract research and outreach, 3DX Industries aims to establish a long-term presence in the government contracting space. Oceanflow Inc. launches Avant Pet 2.0, an eco-friendly pet cooling mat made with FDA-approved food-grade ingredients on Kickstarter. Oceanflow Inc. announces the global launch of Avant Pet 2.0, a cooling mat made from FDA-approved food-grade ingredients on Kickstarter. As extreme heat waves increase, pets face risks like dehydration and heat stroke. Air conditioning can be costly and harmful to the environment. Cooling mats offer a sustainable solution by lowering pet body temperature without drastic indoor temperature changes. Oceanflow Inc.'s Avant Pet 2.0 uses a proprietary cooling gel formula with FDA-approved ingredients, ensuring safety even if ingested. The mat features antifungal technology to prevent mold growth and is the first to integrate Polygiene Stay Fresh for antibacterial and odor control. Its skin-safe microfiber cover is gentle on pet skin, and its foldable design makes it portable for outdoor use. Avant Pet 2.0 will be available on Kickstarter starting April 23, 2025, with exclusive discounted prices for early backers, marking Oceanflow Inc.'s commitment to eco-friendly pet cooling products.
FastGuard Service launches premier firewatch services across Ohio. FastGuard Service, the nation's leading provider of on-demand security guard staffing, has expanded its certified firewatch services across Ohio. Businesses, construction sites, and property managers can now rely on 24/7 rapid response firewatch guards who meet state and local compliance requirements. Firewatch is necessary during fire alarm system impairments, hot work, welding, or when sprinkler systems are offline. FastGuard Service ensures businesses remain safe and open by providing trained guards within hours of the request. Each guard is trained to document patrols, report hazards, and respond to fire department protocols. For statewide coverage, flat rate pricing, and rapid response times, contact FastGuard Service Ohio at 844-254-8273.
Ugandan corporate attorney with decades of legal experience. Brenda Nabatanzi Mpanga, the founding attorney and managing partner at B&M Advocates in Kampala, Uganda, brings over two decades of legal experience, specializing in corporate, commercial transaction, and corporate governance advisory. B&M Advocates offers full-service legal consultation and representation. With a mission to provide business-centered legal solutions, they cater to individuals, entrepreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses, and global corporations across various sectors of the Ugandan economy. Led by Brenda Nabatanzi Mpanga, the firm's professional team ensures quality legal advice, integrity, and trust. Contact B&M Advocates at +256-414-252-652 for appointments or online inquiries at info@bnmlaw.org. Visit their website or LinkedIn page for more details.
Queens County Locksmith expands trusted locksmith services across NYC metro area and Nassau County. Queens County Locksmith, based in Queens, NY, is expanding their trusted locksmith services across the NYC metro area and Nassau County. With a focus on trust, professionalism, and efficiency, they offer residential, commercial, and automotive locksmith services with rapid response times and high-quality workmanship. Owner-operator Eli Amzalag emphasizes the importance of verifying a locksmith's credentials before hiring to avoid unlicensed or uninsured operators. The company advises staying calm during lockout situations and assures customers that all technicians are trained professionals equipped with the latest tools. For more information or immediate service, visit queenscountylocksmith.com or call 929-381-8524 or toll free at 1-855-LOCKS55.
Hojin Lee leads production design for Hang's annual holiday commercials, showcasing innovation and visual storytelling excellence. Hojin Lee leads production design for Hang's annual holiday commercials, showcasing innovation and visual storytelling excellence. Lee's work on the Trick or Treat or Hang's Halloween Spot and Santa's Workshop Christmas campaign marks a new era for Hang's digital releases, set to debut across various platforms. Known for her award-winning designs in film and theater, Lee's ability to create immersive environments makes her an ideal fit for Hang's high-profile campaigns. Hang's, known for its innovative hanging solutions, positions its products as essential for festive decorating. With Lee's artistry, the 2025 holiday commercials promise to set a new benchmark for creativity and product-driven storytelling in digital advertising.
GeoVax responds to detection of clade Wempox in North Carolina wastewater. GeoVax Labs Inker responds to the detection of clade Wempox viral particles in North Carolina wastewater samples, highlighting the urgent need for expanded preparedness and Mpox vaccine availability. The company's GeoMVA vaccine is advancing as the leading U.S.-developed Mpox vaccine candidate, with clinical trials expected to begin in the second half of 2025. GeoVax emphasizes the importance of early detection and vaccine access in strengthening pandemic preparedness, urging policymakers to expand funding for surveillance systems and support U.S.-based manufacturing for enhanced biosecurity.
Investor News Breaks, Masimo Group, NASDAQ aligns strategy to drive long-term growth. Masimo Group, NASDAQ MMO, is strengthening its market position through strategic retail partnerships and a commitment to quality and innovation. By participating in key industry events such as the Rural King Vendor Summit and the Tractor Supply Company and PetSense annual supplier meeting, Masimo gains insights into customer needs and market trends. CEO David Shan emphasizes the company's dedication to serving consumers who value reliable, high-performance products. In addition to expanding its reach through retail collaborations and a new online sales platform, Masimo has relocated its MVR golf cart production to its Texas facility to enhance operational efficiency. These efforts support the company's proactive approach to market expansion and strategic growth.
Investor News Breaks, Masimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, aligns strategy to drive long-term growth. Masimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, a manufacturer of power sports vehicles, is strengthening its market position through strategic retail partnerships and a focus on quality and innovation. By participating in key industry events like the Rural King Vendor Summit and the Tractor Supply Company annual supplier meeting, Masimo gains insights into customer needs and market trends. CEO David Shan emphasizes the company's commitment to serving consumers who value reliable, high-performance products. In addition to expanding its reach through retail collaborations and a new online sales platform, Masimo has relocated its MVR golf cart production to its Texas facility to enhance operational efficiency. These efforts support the company's proactive approach to market expansion and strategic growth.
Utah Healthcare Innovation Network, UIN, announces inaugural cohort of healthcare startups. The Utah Healthcare Innovation Network has announced its inaugural cohort of healthcare startups in collaboration with Park City Angels, BioUtah, BioHive, and the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. These companies will participate in UHIN's Accelerator Program, receiving mentorship, fundraising education, and entrepreneurial skill development. Among the selected companies are Bloom Surgical, revolutionizing laparoscopic surgery, Diagnostic Ventures focused on rapid diagnostics, Digibeat simplifying cardiac screening, Frostbite developing a glove liner to prevent frostbite, Micromist RX with a prescription-controlled inhaler, Neurorobotic Technologies offering an electronic grip gauge for rehabilitation, and Reflow DX Inc. addressing laryngopharyngeal reflux diagnosis. Yuhan aims to drive healthcare advancements and solidify Utah's position as a leader in the industry. Vorakai launches Starlink high-speed internet for enterprise in Timor-Leste. Vorakai Eldia, a leading technology solutions provider in Timor-Leste, has been appointed as an authorized reseller of Starlink, the satellite internet service by SpaceX. This partnership aims to bring high-speed internet to government institutions, businesses, and other organizations, addressing the country's poor internet coverage and limited infrastructure. By leveraging Starlink's technology, Vorakai Eldia is set to transform economic capability and connect remote communities, paving the way for a thriving digital economy. The tailored subscription plans and hardware provided by Vorakai Eldia will ensure that critical services can immediately benefit from this game-changing technology, driving progress and innovation in Timor-Leste. Vorakai launches Starlink high-speed internet for enterprise in Timor-Leste. Vorakai Eldia, a leading technology solutions provider in Timor-Leste, has been appointed as an authorized reseller of Starlink, the satellite internet service by SpaceX. This partnership aims to bring high-speed internet to government institutions, businesses, and other organizations across the country, addressing the challenges of poor internet coverage and limited infrastructure. By leveraging Starlink's fast and scalable internet service, Vorakai Eldia is set to transform connectivity in Timor-Leste, driving economic growth and social progress. The company will offer tailored hardware and subscription plans to meet the specific needs of the local market, ensuring that critical services and industries can benefit from this game-changing technology. Helix Biopharma Corp. appoints new COO and communications director to accelerate growth and deliver on its mission against hard-to-treat cancers. Helix Biopharma Corp. announces the appointments of Veronica Canziora as Chief Operating Officer and Jessica Corniactis, DPhil, as Director of Communications. Ms. Canziora, with over 20 years of leadership experience, brings administrative acumen and deep institutional knowledge to her role. Dr. Corniactis, a communications strategist with a background in the humanities, combines analytical depth with clear storytelling. Both appointments strengthen Helix's leadership team. Ms. Canziora aims to bring structure and strategic alignment, while Dr. Corniactis focuses on shaping the company's communication strategy. CEO Thomas Merling praises their strengths and contributions. Helix Biopharma is committed to developing novel therapies to combat hard-to-treat cancers with a diverse pipeline of drug candidates. For more information, visit their website.
Tech Media Breaks, Interscope Hearing Technologies, expands footprint with launch of OTCHealthMart.com. Interscope Hearing Technologies has expanded its footprint with the launch of OTCHealthMart.com, offering a wide range of over-the-counter health products. The platform includes premium and affordable OTC hearing aids, a specialty line of vitamins for the 55-plus demographic, and plans to add durable medical equipment in the future. CEO Matthew Moore expressed excitement about the launch, emphasizing the commitment to affordable health solutions. Interscope aims to make quality healthcare products accessible to all, with a focus on innovative and affordable health and wellness solutions. For more information and updates, visit investor.ind.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Interscope Hearing Technologies, INND, expands footprint with launch of OTCHealthMart.com. Interscope Hearing Technologies, traded under the symbol INND, has expanded its reach with the launch of OTCHealthMart.com. This new platform offers a wide range of over-the-counter health and wellness products, including affordable hearing aids, specialty vitamins for the 55-plus demographic, and plans for durable medical equipment. CEO Matthew Moore expressed excitement about the launch, emphasizing their commitment to affordable health solutions. Interscope aims to become a leader in OTC hearing health and digital health, providing innovative products and services to those in need. To stay updated on Interscope's latest news, visit investor.ind.com. Tech Media Wire, a platform focused on technology companies, is where breaking news and actionable information converge, offering tailored corporate communication solutions for public and private companies.
Billion-dollar breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE, QBTS, advances U.S. quantum infrastructure with Davidson installation milestone. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announced the completion of physical assembly for its Advantage 2TM annealing quantum system at Davidson Technologies headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama. The system, the first of its kind hosted on-premises in the state, is entering final calibration and testing ahead of operational deployment. Developed in partnership with Davidson, the companies believe that the installation marks a pivotal step in advancing secure quantum computing capabilities for U.S. Department of Defense applications. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on April 23rd to commemorate the milestone. The system is intended to support mission-critical quantum optimization efforts in areas such as space asset management and autonomous system coordination. Billion-dollar breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE, QBTS, advances U.S. quantum infrastructure with Davidson installation milestone. D-Wave Quantum Inc. announced the completion of physical assembly for its Advantage 2TM annealing quantum system at Davidson Technologies headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama. The system, hosted on-premises in the state, is entering final calibration and testing for operational deployment. Developed in partnership with Davidson, the installation is a pivotal step in advancing secure quantum computing capabilities for U.S. Department of Defense applications. A private ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on April 23rd to commemorate the milestone, intended to support mission-critical quantum optimization efforts in areas such as space asset management and autonomous system coordination. NavX One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. NavX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that NavX One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and NavX One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, NavX One streamlines HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about NavX One's HIPAA compliance software on their website. NavX One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. NavX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that NavX One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and NavX One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, employee training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, NavX One simplifies HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about NavX One's HIPAA compliance software on their website.
Airtime launches the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. Airtime, created by MMHM, has launched the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. With Airtime Camera and Airtime Creator, users can enhance their on-camera presence, stay on brand, and deliver better presentations. Airtime aims to address the challenges of virtual communication, providing tools to help individuals and teams look great and communicate clearly. Airtime is designed to work with popular video platforms like Zoom, Google Meet, and Microsoft Teams. Airtime Camera offers customizable backgrounds, logos, GIF reactions, and more, while Airtime Creator helps users create engaging presentations and recordings. Pricing starts at a one-time fee of $20 for Airtime Camera and a $10 monthly subscription for Airtime Creator. To learn more and download Airtime, visit airtimetools.com. Mining news breaks. Yes, Goldcorp, OTCQB, ESAUF confirms major untested VMS target at Montauban. Following V-Team data review, ES Goldcorp has identified a large-scale, high-conductivity geophysical anomaly in the southwestern portion of its Montauban project following an internal review of its 2015 VTM survey and historical drill data. This zone, now fully enclosed within ES Gold's expanded 255-claim package, totaling 13,116 hectares, remains undrilled and is considered a high-priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature, typical of buried sulfide-rich VMS environments. The company is finalizing the first-ever 3D geological model of the project, integrating VTEM and TMI data, over 950 historical drill holes, and upcoming ANT survey results to guide future drilling. While ES Gold advances toward near-term production through tailings reprocessing, the southwest-southwest anomaly marks a strategic shift toward unlocking district-scale discovery potential. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, OTCQBUF, confirms major untested VMS target at Montauban following VDM data review. ES Gold Corp has confirmed a major untested VMS target at Montauban following a review of VTM data. The high-conductivity anomaly in the southwest portion of the project remains undrilled and is a high-priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature. ES Gold is finalizing a 3D geological model, integrating data to guide future drilling. The company's focus on sustainable resource recovery and exploration positions it as a leader in clean mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Airtime launches the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations. Airtime has launched the Essential Toolkit for video meetings and presentations, aiming to solve the challenges of standing out and communicating clearly in a virtual setting. Created by MHM, Airtime offers tools like Airtime Camera and Airtime Creator to help users look great, stay on brand, and build better presentations. With video communication becoming increasingly important, Airtime aims to improve the overall video experience by providing users with complete control over their digital presence. Airtime Camera allows users to customize their backgrounds, add logos, and offer instant GIF reactions, while Airtime Creator helps professionals create compelling presentations and videos. Airtime Camera is currently free until August 1st, with a one-time fee of $20 afterwards, while Airtime Creator is available through a $10 per month subscription after a free trial period. PPAC Private Bank and Trust, looking ahead to Long Island. PPAC Private Bank and Trust is actively negotiating to open office space in Garden City and Melville, New York, following the successful opening of their Midtown Manhattan space. The bank has secured temporary commercial space in Melville and is applying for new retail space in Garden City. President Doug Kennedy stated, "We are continuing our expansion plans in the tri-state area by looking toward Long Island." With the recent addition of Joseph Fingerman and his team, the bank is poised to grow its successful business model. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, a New Jersey bank holding company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and assets under management of $11.8 billion as of March 31, 2025. Tech Media Breaks, Nightscope Inc., Stack, KSCP, secures $1.2 million in new contracts, expands AI security footprint nationwide. Nightscope Inc. secures over $1.2 million in new contracts, expanding its AI security footprint nationwide. The deals include emergency communication devices and autonomous security robots, with wins from Fortune 25 corporations, higher education institutions, real estate firms, and public sector agencies. These contracts follow recent announcements of a new headquarters, manufacturing expansions, and over $2 million in sales activity, showcasing Nightscope's subscription-driven revenue model. For more information about Nightscope, visit nightscope.com.
Tech Media Breaks Nightscope Inc., KSCP, secures $1.2 million in new contracts, expands AI security footprint. Nightscope Inc., a KSCP, has secured over $1.2 million in new contracts, expanding its AI security footprint nationwide. The deals include 70-plus emergency communication devices and 11 autonomous security robots, with wins from a Fortune 25 corporation, higher education institutions, commercial real estate firms, and public sector agencies. These contracts follow earlier announcements of a new Silicon Valley headquarters, expanded manufacturing shifts, and over $2 million in sales activity, reinforcing Knightscope's subscription-driven revenue model.
Zacks initiates coverage on Solar Bank Corp, SUN's CBOE CGY2. Zacks Small Cap Research has initiated coverage on Solar Bank Corp, SUN FGY2, a leading developer and owner of renewable energy projects in North America. Despite policy uncertainty, the demand for solar and storage solutions remains strong, especially in commercial and community sectors. Solar Bank aims to triple its owned capacity in the next 2 years, with a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. The company is expanding into independent power production and battery energy storage systems to meet rising electricity demand. This strategic shift is expected to improve revenue consistency and margins over time. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibn.f/sun.
Zacks initiates coverage on Solar Bank Corp, CBOCACONN GY. Zacks Small Cap Research has initiated coverage on Solar Bank Corp, a developer and owner of renewable energy projects in North America. Despite policy uncertainty, the demand for solar and storage solutions remains strong, especially in commercial and community sectors. Solar Bank aims to triple its owned capacity in the next 2 years and is expanding into independent power production and battery energy storage systems. The company's transition to owning and operating more of its assets is expected to improve revenue consistency and margins over time. With a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, Solar Bank is poised for growth in the renewable energy sector. Robertson Stephens named amongst USA Today's best financial advisory firms for a third consecutive year. Robertson Stephens Wealth Management LLC has been named as one of USA Today's best financial advisory firms in 2025, marking the third consecutive year the firm has received this honor. With over $7 billion in client assets, Robertson Stephens continues to deliver thoughtful, customized wealth strategies with consistency and personalized care. The firm's CEO, Raj Bhattacharya, expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the importance of trusted partnerships in today's uncertain environment. Ranked in the top 20 firms nationwide and top 5 in its assets under management category, Robertson Stephens stands out for its client-centric approach. The firm's recent launch of a family office for ultra-high net worth clients further demonstrates its commitment to meeting evolving client needs. For more information on the USA Today ranking and the full list of 2025 firms, visit the USA Today website.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Lee American, SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilid, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. This marks a significant milestone for the Southwest Arkansas project, with an expected annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate. Commercial output is targeted for 2028, with a final investment decision and royalty rate determination set for May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website.
Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., UX, recognizes major advancement at SureBet with new geological model, confirming RRG source and high-grade gold expansion potential. McEwen Mining Inc. acknowledges the significant new geological findings at Goliath Resources' SureBet discovery, confirming a reduced intrusion-related gold RRG source and highlighting high-grade gold expansion potential. The study reveals two high-grade gold settings with widespread visible gold, indicating a common Eocene-age magmatic origin, with intercepts as high as 34.52 grams per ton gold equivalent over 39 meters. The findings validate the scale of this gold system. McEwen Mining sees these results as reinforcing regional prospectivity and supports further exploration guided by this emerging geological model. Investor News Breaks, McEwen Mining Inc., NWEX, NUX, recognizes major advancement at SureBet with new geological model, confirming RRG source and high-grade gold expansion potential. McEwen Mining Inc., listed on NYSE as MUX and TSX as MUX, acknowledges the significant geological findings from the Colorado School of Mines on Goliath Resources' SureBet discovery in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The study confirms a reduced intrusion-related gold source and highlights high-grade gold expansion potential. The findings reveal two high-grade gold settings with visible gold increasing in abundance and coarseness with depth. Mineralization ages of 50.7 to 52.0 million years indicate a common Eocene age magmatic origin, with intercepts as high as 34.52 grams per ton of gold equivalent over 39 meters, and consistent mineralization across 243 drill holes. The results validate the scale of this gold system and underscore the potential of Eocene-aged mineralization in the region. McEwen Mining sees these findings as reinforcing the regional prospectivity and supports further exploration guided by this emerging geological model.
Green Energy Breaks, Solar Bank Corp. SUN, FSE GY2, refiles 2024 financials to add predecessor auditor report. Solar Bank Corp., listed on NASDAQ as SUN and FSE as GY2, has refiled its audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. The update includes the report of its predecessor auditor, MSLL CPA LLP, following the report of current auditor ZHCPA LLC. The Ontario Securities Commission requested the refiling during a prospectus review. No other changes were made to the financial statements. Solar Bank Corporation focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, developing solar, BESS, and EV charging projects. The company has a potential pipeline of over 1 gigawatt and has developed projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Green Energy Breaks. Solar Bank Corp. Refiles 2024 financials to add predecessor auditor report. Solar Bank Corporation, trading under NASDAQ, HUPN and FSE GY2, has refiled its audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. The update includes the report of its predecessor auditor, MSLL CPA LLP, alongside the current auditor's report from ZHCPA LLC. This was done at the request of the Ontario Securities Commission during a prospectus review. No other changes were made to the financial statements. Solar Bank Corporation focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, developing solar, BESS, and EV charging projects for various off-takers. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has already built renewable energy projects totaling over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a partnership that could bring significant upfront capital and fully fund the upcoming Phase 3 trial of their ALS therapy, PrimeC. CEO Alain Ben-Noon is optimistic about the potential deal, which could mark a turning point for the company. Previous partnerships in the neurodegenerative disease space have been lucrative, with substantial upfront payments and milestone opportunities. PrimeC's Phase 2b results showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a 58% improvement in survival rates compared to placebo, positioning it as a promising ALS treatment. The company's dual-track commercialization strategy includes pursuing fast-track approval in Canada while preparing for a global Phase 3 trial. Recent scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting confirmed PrimeC's mechanism of action, targeting multiple disease pathways simultaneously. With upcoming catalysts like Canadian regulatory progress and Phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, investors have compelling reasons to keep a close eye on Neurosense Therapeutics.
Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a transformative partnership that could propel their ALS therapy toward commercialization. The potential blockbuster deal, expected to fully fund the upcoming Phase 3 trial, has been extended to negotiate substantial terms. Recent Phase 2b results for PRIME-C showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a remarkable 58% improvement in survival rates. With a dual-track commercialization strategy and scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, Neurosense's approach combines two FDA-approved drugs to target multiple ALS pathways simultaneously. Investors are urged to monitor upcoming catalysts, including Canadian regulatory progress, partnership announcement, and Phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, as Neurosense progresses in the neurodegenerative disease treatment landscape.
Newton Golf Company, NWTG, rides wave of golf's rising popularity with innovation and vision. Newton Golf Company, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, is capitalizing on the increasing popularity of golf through innovation and forward thinking. With a focus on enhancing performance and enjoyment for golfers of all levels, Newton Golf is set to make significant strides in the industry by 2025. The National Golf Foundation reported a record 47.2 million Americans participating in golf activities in 2024, including on-course and off-course engagement. This surge includes 28.1 million on-course players and 19.1 million enjoying golf through various venues. Women, who represent approximately 20% of the U.S. golf equipment market, are playing a significant role in this growth, contributing an estimated $1 billion annually to equipment sales. For more information on Newton Golf Company, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Newton Golf Company, NASA-WTG, rides wave of golf's rising popularity with innovation and vision. Newton Golf Company, traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NWTG, is capitalizing on the increasing popularity of golf by focusing on innovation and vision. With a goal of enhancing performance and enjoyment for golfers of all skill levels, Newton Golf is set to make significant strides in the industry in 2025. The National Golf Foundation reported that a record 47.2 million Americans participated in golf activities in 2024, including on-course and off-course play. This surge in participation includes a growing number of women, who now represent about 20% of the U.S. golf equipment market. Women's spending on golf equipment is estimated at $1 billion annually, highlighting their significant contribution to the sport's growth. Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data, CCSQR, OTCQF, FSE GDT0. Launches Stockhouse campaign, announces 420K a private placement. Secure Private DCQR, OTCTD0, partners with Stockhouse to increase market awareness for its cybersecurity and private communications platform. The company also announces a $420,000 private placement, issuing over 3.5 million shares to service providers. The placement features convertible units with 15% annual interest and warrants priced at $1.20. Funds raised will support U.S. marketing efforts and general working capital. Secure Private Data is known for its Swiss-hosted solutions for secure communications and data management, catering to consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. For more information, visit www.secure.com. Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data, SQR, OTQF, SWIT-T0, launches Stockhouse campaign, announces 420K private placement. Secure Private Data Limited, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and private communications platform, has partnered with Stockhouse to target North American small-cap investors. The company also announced a $420,000 non-brokered private placement to support U.S. marketing efforts and general working capital. The placement features convertible units with 15% annual interest and warrants priced at $1.20. Secure Private Data provides secure communication tools and serves consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. For more information, visit www.secure.com. Solagenix's Hybrite shows 75% response rate in skin cancer trial, backed by FDA funding. Solagenix's novel skin cancer treatment, Hybrite, is showing impressive results in treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, with 75% of patients seeing significant improvement after just 18 weeks. 6 out of 8 patients evaluated showed major improvement in their skin lesions, with 3 achieving a complete response. Unlike current treatments that can take 6 to 12 months to work, Hybrite appears to work faster and safer, using visible light instead of harmful UV radiation. The FDA is funding the study with a $2.6 million grant, recognizing its potential. With the company enrolling patients in its Phase 3 FLASH-2 trial, Hybrite could become the first safe, frontline treatment for this rare disease, potentially capturing a significant market share.
Wood Mackenzie report identifies challenges to American energy dominance. A recent Wood Mackenzie report has identified challenges to American energy dominance. Oil and gas account for 52% of global energy sources, with the United States being the largest producer, contributing 25% of gas and 20% of oil output worldwide. In the past year, the U.S. was the top exporter of liquefied natural gas. Companies like GEMXX Corp. are likely to study this report for valuable insights.
Saudi Arabia taps AI to transform healthcare delivery. Saudi Arabia is leveraging telemedicine and AI to improve healthcare access, especially in remote areas, as part of its Vision 2030 strategy. This initiative aligns with broader economic and technological growth goals. The increasing use of AI globally is expected to benefit companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. ANewswire focuses on AI advancements, offering access to wire solutions through InvestorWire, syndication to 5,000-plus outlets, press release-enhanced social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. To stay informed, visit www.ainewswire.com. Wood Mackenzie report identifies challenges to American energy dominance. A recent Wood Mackenzie report highlights challenges to American energy dominance, with oil and gas accounting for 52% of global energy sources. The United States leads in production, contributing 25% of gas and 20% of oil output worldwide. In 2020, the U.S. was the top exporter of liquefied natural gas. Companies like GEMXX Corp. OTC GMZ are expected to leverage insights from this report. For more information on GEMXX Corp. OTC GMZ, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering a range of communication solutions to reach diverse audiences effectively.
NewsRamp partners with PR Connect and Comtex to boost press release reach and engagement in a changing digital landscape. NewsRamp.com has partnered with PR Connect and Comtex News Network to enhance press release reach and engagement in the digital landscape. This collaboration brings together expertise in content syndication and audience engagement to maximize brand exposure. By leveraging NewsRamp's network and multi-format distribution, clients can expect improved visibility and engagement. Content will be tailored to audience preferences, translated into multiple languages, and optimized for performance through data-driven insights. This partnership marks a significant advancement in modern-day content distribution, offering businesses a solution to stand out in the crowded digital space.
Mining news breaks. First Tellurium Corp., FSTTF, to showcase fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 video demo. First Tellurium Corp., listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol FTL and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, will showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy Inc., in a video demonstration on April 30th. The device, made of tellurium, can recover waste heat from combustion engines, providing fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminating the need for traditional alternators and radiators. CEO Tyrone Ducherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at 50 cents per share. The device is designed for easy installation in vehicles and may benefit industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. For more information, visit First Tellurium's website at firsttellurium.com.
Mining news breaks. First Tellurium Corp, FTL, FSTF, to showcase fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 of video demo. First Tellurium Corp, listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol F and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, is set to showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator radiator developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy Inc. The device, designed to recover waste heat from combustion engines, offers fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminates the need for traditional alternators and radiators. This innovative technology, developed over 8 years, is suitable for installation in new or existing vehicles, as well as industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. CEO Tyrone Docherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at $0.15 per share. For more information, visit First Tellurium Corp's website at firsttellurium.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, appoints anti-corruption advocate Kevin Malone as board advisor. Quantum Biopharma Limited has appointed Kevin Malone as an advisor to its board of directors. Malone, a seasoned financial advisor with over 40 years of experience, is known for his work in market pattern recognition and his advocacy against trading manipulation. His mission aligns closely with Quantum's shareholder protection values and therapeutic focus. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psychiceuticals, Inc., Quantum is focused on developing Lucid MS, a compound for multiple sclerosis. The company also retains ownership of 25.71% of Selly Nutrition Corp. and maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit QNTM's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma LTM appoints anti-corruption advocate Kevin Malone as board advisor. Quantum Biopharma LTQ appointed Kevin Malone as an advisor to its board of directors. Malone, a seasoned financial advisor with over 40 years of experience in wealth management, is known for his work in market pattern recognition and his stance against trading manipulation. His mission aligns with Quantum's shareholder protection values. Quantum Biopharma is focused on developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psychiceuticals, Inc., it is researching Lucid MS, a compound for multiple sclerosis. The company also invented UnbuzzD and spun out its OTC version to Selly Nutrition Corp., retaining ownership of 25.71%. Quantum Biopharma maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.